This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Ed Gamble and Joel Gommett, rocking the shit out of FUBAR every Friday night from 7 to 10.
Welcome to The Rock Show with Joel Gommett and Ed Gamble. Let's kick it right in the dick straight away.
Yes, please, Joel.
Coheed and Cambria.
Ed Gamble and Joel Gommett, they've got massive rock.
Right. I don't. That's a jingle I don't like.
I know.
Ed Gamble and Joel Dummett, they've got massive rocks.
I mean,
because
it doesn't even make sense.
Like, if you said they've got massive rocks, that could be like a cock joke.
Yeah.
Like, they've got massive cocks. But, I mean, obviously, neither of us do.
Well, I mean, I've got a size 6 feet, Ed. You know that.
You've got a size 6 cock, mate.
Thanks.
You have to wear a little shoe on your...
I think it's incredible. I love having size 6 feet. Because, you know, people, they think it's a bad thing. I think it's amazing. Because I have the choice out of shoes that are half the price. And some of them have lights on, Ed.
Or you can just nick one size 12 from outside a shop and cut it in half. Look, I'm not settled yet because I only arrived 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, late.
I let everyone know what happened. Me, as is my wont, I have a busy schedule, right, where I need to drive to Birmingham. You need to drive to Northampton after this.
We're busy men in very popular places.
So last week, everyone was like, hey, Ed, when do you want to do the rock show next week? And I was like, I want to do it at 10 a.m. And then everyone was like, Ed, that's a little bit of a demand. Maybe we can move to 11 a.m. as a compromise. And I was like, okay, that's fine. But it needs to be bang on 11 a.m. And then today the tube fucked up and I was late.
Yeah.
So I'm the one making all these ridiculous demands. The tube messed up, so I'm angry. I've come in feeling quite punk.
You do. I mean, right now, you've got sort of a tense situation around you.
Right. And it's boiling today. We're pre-recording this. But I think to imagine the situation, do you remember that hot day? That's today.
Right? Yeah.
So I've put on some of my coolest clothes.
Not in
terms of, not in terms of fashion, by all means. But definitely my coolest clothes, right? I look like I'm in the band 28 Days. I don't know if you remember the band 28 Days. Australian sort of summer punk band.
You're in Less Than Jake right now.
I don't have the dreads for Less Than Jake.
That is
and
true.
I do not have the arms for this T-shirt.
I think you do, mate.
No,
don't underplay it.
I don't. I've got tanned forearms. And then I've got sort of, I'd say my upper arms are sort of just like tubes of white meat.
My arms are very white. And also the problem with my arms is I have very veiny arms.
Well, I've got veiny lower arms. Look at that.
Yeah. This is great radio.
This is awesome radio. It's me and Joel showing off the veins in our arms.
I went into the doctors and I was like, and they love it. They get so excited
about
my veins.
Because I have to have regular blood tests
Diabetes. How is the diabetes?
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone.
That's something I'll tell you this week.
Great news for everyone.
This week, I'll tell you what happened. I fell over and I was like, I've hurt my knee. But then it turns out the shock of the fall just got rid of it completely. When I was a larger gentleman...
It's kind of like Mel Gibson when he gets rid of being able to hear what women think.
Yeah, exactly. I went for a wee in a fountain and I got rid of all my diabetes. And also, I can hear what women think. But it's always get away from me, you weird sleeveless man. that's part of diabetes, yeah, being able to hear what women think.
That would be amazing. I mean, I would probably take sort of low insulin levels if I could just hear what women think. Imagine if
but
that
you've
was
got
the
insulin,
thing.
You know, that's the point.
Is that what I've got?
Yeah, you've got that.
I don't understand.
We're not going through this again.
I think
mate.
That would actually be brilliant, right? So imagine this, Ed. Imagine this.
But I'm
imagine,
sorry. Mike. Can I just say, before you say this, right? The notion of that film, what women want,
yeah.
And he can hear what women think,
yeah.
And he uses that to his advantage.
I mean, supposedly.
It's mind rape, is what it is.
Mm.
That's not appropriate. If you could hear what a woman wanted and what she was thinking, that takes, A, all the fun out of life and getting on with other human beings. Also, it's deceptively, it's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, there's other films like
but
that.
But carry on.
Where
carry
they start
on with
the
what
day
you
again.
Were saying there's, about loving it.
Well, I think, right, imagine if you could have really bad stuff happening to you, like a really bad disease,
right?
Not that, you know, I mean, diabetes is pretty bad.
It is, yeah.
But it's
very bad last night.
Really?
Oof. Just a bad night, mate. Carry on.
Okay.
It's not fun.
So, right, you had a bad one, right?
Yeah.
You have a bad disease, but also gives you a cool superpower.
Right, okay.
So, it levels it out.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Like, you're like, oh, I've got AIDS, but I can fly. Do you know what I mean? You're like, oh, that's really...
Those are two terrible choices.
Something along those lines.
Don't mean, I've got AIDS, but I can fly. Unfortunately, the AIDS means I don't have the strength to put up with the wind resistance of going above 30 metres. And I might get sucked into a jet engine because I'm only a wisp of a human.
That's bad. Okay, it's a bad example. But also, if there's lesser ones, you know, like
lesser ones, like a cold. You get a cold and you can levitate for 10 minutes.
Exactly. Compromise.
But unfortunately, if you've got a cold and AIDS, that's the end. So that's very early to be starting that sort of conversation. But so, you brought it up.
Welcome to the rock show, Ed.
This is the thank you so much. I genuinely feel like I'm a guest today because I turned up so late. You were here scribbling away in your notebook,
mate. I would say we have started one of our arguably most popular features.
Yeah, I know, it's great, isn't it?
We put out a little thing. Basically, we started it last week. We called out for it last week. Metal Dinner Party. So basically, if you've got any bands, and you can also sort of make it into a pun of a food, then that's brilliant.
Or a drink!
Or a drink!
There's a little, that's just a little reference there to the Peacock and Gamble podcast for...
Massive fan.
Yeah, you don't know what I'm on about, do you, mate?
No,
you don't know what a podcast is.
I mean, I listen to you for 3 hours at least a week, so...
Ray's a funny one, man. I tell you who's really got on board with this metal dinner party thing is Big Papa Bear on Twitter, who has submitted approximately, I'd say, 600 entries. Mm-hmm. So we'll be reading through some of those. I mean, some of them, Big Papa Bear, are fucking awful. I'll just let you know now. You've gone for the splattergun approach.
Yeah.
Or scattergun.
I think splattergun, wasn't that something that was in Bugsy Malone?
Yeah, you're on for the Malone. Just to let you know, everyone, I sound a bit manic at the moment. It's because I'm late, right? Mm. And my life's in a tip at the moment.
Really?
Yeah. Nearer to Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Right. Everything's going out the window apart from getting to previews. Like, if I can make it to a preview and it goes well, then I'm just like, well, that's fine.
So true.
That's fine, right? I'm going to go and shit in my own hand and eat it now for sustenance. Like, it's all over the place. A bulb went in my bedroom. My only bulb in my bedroom went maybe 2 weeks ago. Not put it back in, so I just do everything in the dark.
A bulb.
What did you think I said?
I thought you said, like, first of all, I thought you said bomb.
So, yeah, a bomb went off in my bedroom.
I thought, you're very casual about this.
I've got third degree burns everywhere. I've not been to the doctors.
Yeah. Did it burn your sleeves off? Is that why?
Yeah, it burnt my sleeves off, but brought no colour to my upper arms. Utterly bizarre.
So I got distracted about me going to the doctors with my veins.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Carry on.
I went in.
You talked about diabetes.
And it's a noble disease. I went in and I was like, you've got really good veins. Yeah. And I was like, I think I'll make a really good heroin addict. He was like, don't do that.
No sense of humour about that.
No.
It's like, I can't recommend that. You can't talk about that. But I'm the same. What I was saying was, when I was a larger gentleman, it was like I was wearing like a duvet wrapped around each arm. So they were like, we're going to have to get the big needle.
Like those stuntmen who like fight dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could set me on fire as well. And when I went in, I used to have to say, look, you're going to have to dig around in there a bit. And it was always just, they'd have to get the bigger needle.
Wow, really?
They'd have to get the bigger tourniquet because my arms were so big.
That's amazing.
And the nurse would be like, oh, God, right, dig in. They'd have to go in there like around two or three times to find a vein.
There's like people like doing tug of war on the other side of the rope that's on your arm.
Yeah. It's like, can we just stab you in the face and get the blood that way? But since I've lost weight... Mate, my veins are so prominent, they can just... They don't even need a needle anymore. They just sort of blow on them and they just start spraying everywhere.
Ed, would you just mind sitting down when I put something and you just like point your finger and it just spurts out of it?
Okay, Ed, could you just think about blood coming out of yourself?
And that's your superpower because you've got diabetes.
That would be a fucking metal superpower, wouldn't it?
That would be incredible.
Just spraying your own blood out of yourself.
Oh, so you've got diabetes. What's your superpower? I could just spray blood whenever I want.
Yeah, but only like 2 pints and then I get really, really woozy. Let's whack a song on, mate.
Indeed, it's Queens of the Stone Age.
FUBAR, giving radio the finger.
Queens of the Stone Age. I mean, like, hang on.
Wait, it could have worked. Shut up, that could have worked.
No, because you can't introduce Queens of the Stone Age and then put a sting on. That's not how it works.
You can't, that's what they do on radio.
We're going with, this is another one of my choices, Leg of Lamb, innit?
Yeah.
Or Monsters in the Parasol.
Monsters in the Parasol, mate.
Let's do it.
FUBAR!
Queens of the Stone Age there on The Rock Show with Ed and Joel.
Well done you.
Thanks, I thought it was really professional.
Well done you, you little tinker.
You know, I messed it up on the way in to the track, so I thought I'd come out of it smooth as butter.
You seem quite in control today.
Thanks, mate.
Because I think one of us always has to be in control.
Yeah, it's strange. It's a strange thing. You know, it's like a perfect friendship. It's like the greatest marriage.
Yeah, except I hate you. Because I've turned up late and I'm all over the place, you've just been like, right, here's what's going to happen. We're going to do this in this section. Then we're going to play this song. Then we're going to talk to my mum. Then we're going to do this.
Yeah.
I think it's great, mate. Well done.
Which reminds me, we are going to be talking to my mum in this,
in this hour.
Very exciting. So if you don't know, basically it's a feature we now do. We still haven't decided on a name for it, Ed.
I think what was your name for it?
I mean, my name.
Rock Inside My Mum?
Yeah,
like
I mean,
that.
It was a bad, it was off the top of my head, terrible idea for a name.
Yeah.
So if anyone has any ideas for names for the feature where my mum reviews a very heavy rock song, very fun feature.
Well, your mother's name is Penny.
Yes.
I know this because we now follow each other on Twitter.
Yeah, she was very, she called me to tell me.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, got a new follower. I was like, oh, really? I was just like, oh, yes, Edward has started following me. She called you by your full name, Edward.
Yeah. What about Penny for Your Thoughts?
I really like that.
Yeah, it's not really rock, but...
Penny for Your Thoughts is great.
Penny for Your Thoughts.
It's really great. Did I tell you about what my mum did on Twitter? Because you know people give you a lot of hate on Twitter, right? And I got one.
I think you did. I think you told us about this.
Did I tell you this on the radio?
I think you might have done, yeah.
Okay. That's
your mum's been protecting you on Twitter.
She's been bloody great.
Yeah.
She's really great. She's just like a really, really good... It's like that person in Thor who protects like the main door, Idris Elba.
But your mum... Kissed Marit Larwood on television.
Absolutely, yeah.
If you don't know this, Joel's in a program called Impractical Jokers.
Mm.
A prank thing where comedians dare each other to do stuff. Very good program.
I genuinely
watched every single episode.
You know what? I'm a massive fan of Almost Royal.
You've not seen it.
I've seen internet clips.
Anyway, it was very good. But there was one where Joel basically in public, whilst having to keep a straight face, had to watch... Marek Larwood, who is a disgusting little bald man, comedian, formerly of We Are Clang, now of just being horrible, kiss his mum and snog her, right?
I mean, he went for it. Like, they both really went for it. It was the weirdest thing about it was that, like, my mum was being really weird.
Yeah.
Like, really, really weird. So she filmed it, and then it was about 3 weeks until I saw it. So it's like, she was just being really strange, and I was like, why is my mum being strange? And this is going to sound really misogynistic, I think.
Yeah.
And it's going to sound really, like, horrible.
Yeah.
But honestly, I said to my brother, I was like, I know this is going to sound horrible, but maybe it's the big M.
Big Mac.
The Big Mac.
Maybe mum's had a Big Mac.
I mean, it's the big M. It's like she's murdered someone.
Yeah. She's having hot Fs.
And so I was like, maybe it's that. And then it turned out that she'd just never lied to me before.
Yeah.
And she'd kissed Marek Larwood.
See, that's the thing. If you are a lady at that time in life, right, the symptoms for the menopause are often confused with the symptoms of having kissed Marek Larwood. They're very, very similar.
Also, you know what? Like, if it hasn't happened to you yet, kissing Marek Larwood can bring it on.
Yeah, it can. Yeah.
Yeah, literally. Like, if you kiss Marek Larwood, it can just stop everything.
Yeah, it just literally shuts down your body. It's like, no more babies for you!
Just so, for the rest of your life, you know that Marek Larwood was the last.
Yeah. Often, no matter what age you are as well. So, Marek can kiss you, and quite often some women have said that Marek's kissed them, and then they've sneezed and a little bit of dust's come out, and they've since found out that that was just their womb just pulverised.
Oh, great. You really enjoy that. You're going to enjoy that.
If you don't know who Marek Larwood is for this conversation, go back to it and listen again and go on Google Images.
That's the best thing about pre-record.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him and say, mate, you need to listen to this show. It's a really good one.
Imagine. Look at a picture of Marek Larwood and imagine him pulverizing your womb with his kiss.
So we've done some incredible stuff on Twitter today, haven't we, Ed?
Look,
I think we started a wave of incredibleness.
I think this is the way forward now, mate.
Yeah.
I think,
simple.
For a start, I think Metal Food, right, can run for 2 weeks.
Yeah, okay, sweet.
But then we need to come up with simple pun-based things. I think people get on board with
pun-based.
That sort of...
Pun-based?
Pun-based. We got to do more pun-based things. Sorry, that's actually, if you kiss Barry Larwood as a gentleman, you turn into an old-school Yorkshire dry stone wall builder.
I like how you put a slight sort of bit of detail on what he does for a living.
Oh, aye.
You know?
Oh,
I've actually built a dry stone wall before.
Fuck off, you have.
Yeah, mate. I was a garden designer. Like, my mum was a garden designer.
It's a skill, dude.
It's a real skill. I mean, I say, because someone else was like telling me where to put the rocks.
Yeah.
And I would place them very well.
Well done. So you didn't necessarily build the dry stone wall. You didn't go through everything. You just sort of, you were a rock putter downer.
Yeah.
Welcome to the rock show.
Exactly. I put that on my CV and I think that's why I got the job, and they have since regretted it.
So let's do some from listeners. Now, last week my example was instead of Slayer, Paella.
I mean, it
which
was
I
great.
Did off the top of my head, which isn't great, but we've got some people have already got on board. Johnny Something's already got on board.
Let's reel them off.
Big Papa Bear's already got on board. This is what Johnny Something's bringing to the party, right? Now, you this morning tweeted corn on the cob.
As in K-O-R-N.
Yeah.
K as in K-O-R-N.
Yeah. And I tweeted back with probably just corn, mate. Because that's also a food, isn't
it? Also, just point this out, yeah. Q-U-O-R-N.
Quorn. Quorn, yeah, that's good as well.
Like, it sounds like metal, but contains no instruments.
We're yet to find a good one, then. But that...
I felt like that was a really good joke, and you just sort of...
I skipped over it, because the pun was so bad. I'm sorry.
Whatever, mate!
Johnny Something's come up with Biffy Pyro...
Biffy Pyro. What's Pyro?
Pie.
Row. I'm in.
He didn't go for the pie row. So row is actually like the fish eggs.
Oh, yeah.
See, I know more about food and metal than you, I think. So this is going to be weird because I'm going to come up with some pretty off the wall stuff.
Let me tell you this, Ed, before you start. Most of mine are corn on the cob based. Massive fan of corn on the cob.
Yeah, but corn is already a food pun, mate. So... What about a Limp Bizkit? Are you just going to say Limp Bizkit?
Shrimp biscuit?
No, because biscuits are chocolate biscuit.
Lamb of God.
Right, that's already a band.
It's already a food.
Yeah, Johnny Something's done that as well. He's at Bowling for Soup is already one. And then he's gone The Clash. ... Mash. It's easier when you go through the artists on your iPod.
Yeah.
Right. Right. That was amazing.
I accidentally pressed the button.
Joel pressed the button by accident because he was excited by his corn on the cob puns.
Maybe that's the...
This is the worst radio show we have ever done. We've got all this brilliant interaction. We've started up a popular feature. And you're pressing buttons by mistake. I'm supposed to be the scatty one today.
I accidentally pressed the button with my book.
I'm so sweaty, mate. Right, let's hear what you've brought to the party. Right.
First of all, I'm going to start off with my corn on the cob ones.
Oh, God. This is how we're choosing to open this feature, is it?
Yeah, this is exactly how we're trying to do it.
Right.
Okay. Right. Corn. Mm. On the cob.
Corn on the cob, right.
Corn.
Okay, so you're actually... But even though we've just discussed those, you're putting those forward as genuine entries.
Just, you know, just sort of...
Okay, no, carry on, mate.
Beef up the list. That was another one. Mm. Corn on the Kobe dick.
Right, hang on. Okay, so do you understand what this feature is?
I mean, I know.
So, Korn is a band.
Yep. Korn on the Kobe.
Korn on the Kobe. So, you've put Kobe two dick. Bands together. It's supposed to be just bands.
No, it's Korn on the Cob, like Korn, C-O-R-N.
Korn on the Cob, yeah, I know. And Kobe Dick, who's
Kobe Dick, is
the lead singer of Papa Roach, not Korn. But why have you put those two things together? It needs to be one thing that you've punned on.
Papa Poached Eggs?
Well, I suppose that
I mean,
works,
that's another but one, but I just... Yeah, okay, right, corn on the Kobe dick.
Papa poached eggs. I mean... Some of mine are terrible, but that is...
This is one of my favourites. Corn on the POD.
Corn on the POD. What? Joel is laughing like a maniac. Corn on the POD.
Because it's like, put a corn on the pod, but no one calls them pod.
Corn on the pod isn't a thing, mate.
Yeah, but it's corn on the cob.
Why don't you go
thing?
With mushy peas OD? That'd be good, wouldn't it?
A little bit better.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
If there are more corn on the cob ones, I'm going to go absolutely insane.
Corn on the cob zombie?
Right, put a song on. Put a song on now. We're going to start again. Okay. All right? This is a good feature that shouldn't be spoiled by you.
Kurt on the Cobain?
Right, that is insane. Put a song on.
Fubar!
Incon on the cobius.
What?
Incon on the cobius.
What? But why are you putting corn into other bands? That's
Incon. It's like Incubus.
Yeah,
Incon
I know.
On the cobius.
What about Squid Incubus? Squid Incubus.
Who's that?
Squid Inc. Incubus.
That's good, actually.
Squid Incubus.
That's really good.
Right?
That's a really good one.
So that's the sort of thing you need to be thinking of, mate. Actually doing good ones, right. Like this. I mean, I'll be honest, I've done some really bad ones.
Metallicorn on the cob?
Metallicorn. Oh, my God. Metallicanopies. I don't know, mate.
I don't know.
You've made me lose faith in this feature, and I know it's good because loads of people have got in contact with it. About it, right?
You go. Right. You're in it.
I'm gonna give you my three that on literally just the. I've written a list of maybe 25.
Crikey!
Just on the tube on the way over here, right,
mate?
I tried to have a little sleep on the tube. Couldn't because I was kept thinking of new ones.
You know when your brain just thinks of them so much, and you just kind of.
Well, yours doesn't.
Well, I mean, obviously.
Yours doesn't. Yours just thinks of corn.
At one point, I remember thinking, like, you know when you're just kind of constantly thinking of food and you're constantly thinking of bands and you're trying to think of them, and then your brain just becomes so mashed up. I remember one point thinking, oh, that's a great one, when I thought, burritoed in the hole. And I thought, no, it's two foods.
Well, that could be for a feature on a different radio show, Fusion Food, burritoed on the whole. Because that's a really good... A burrito with, like, a rolled up sort of Yorkshire pudding burrito with a sausage in the middle of it. Burritoed on the whole sounds cool, but that is not band worthy. Death scones.
Oh my God, I've got that one.
Have you?
That one's on my list.
Right. Why didn't you open with death scones rather than Incurn on the cob, you bus?
But I put Def Scones, and then I changed it to Jeff's Scones.
Right, well, that's the problem with you, mate. Why are you changing it to Jeff's Scones? Who's Jeff, and why does he have scones? Because you overthought it. Def Scones is good.
I tended to start with a really good idea, and it just went out of control. Like I started with Lamb of God, then it went to Lamb of Cod, and then it went to Lamb on Cod, then it went to Lemon Cod. Then it went to...
Lemon cod. Right.
Then it went to corn on the god.
Oh, yeah! Then corn on the cob. Why'd you keep putting corn in it?
I really like corn
on the
cob.
Someone else suggested lamb or cod. But that's for a starter. Someone sent us a full dinner party, which we'll read at some point during the show.
Thank you very much, David.
A genuine piece of work from Dave. So death scones, we've both got.
Great.
Also, Queens of the Scone Age.
That's a great one. Absolutely great one.
Yeah.
I've also got Heinz Beans of the Stone Age.
Why not just say Beans of the Stone Age? Why did you put Heinz in front of it? That ruins it. Do you know what a pun is? Do you know what a pun is? Because saying Beans of the Stone Age, great, well done. Yeah, that is a pun. Queens sounds like beans. There is no word at the beginning. They're not called Mines Queens of the Stone Age because there's no word that sounds like Heinz. I've just realised we can't do this feature because you don't know what a pun is.
It's when it sounds like a thing.
Yeah, but where's Heinz? Where's Heinz in Queens of the Stone Age?
But then I put it at the front
of
it.
Yeah, but why, Joel? Because beans is a food. But why do they need to be Heinz beans? Because it's not called Heinz Queens of the Stone... They're just Queens of the Stone Age. Beans of the Stone Age. Well done, Joel. Great pun. Whereas you're going Heinz Queens of the... Corns of the Stone Beans. You're an idiot.
System of a Brown Sauce?
Right, that's all right. Someone also sent a system of a brownie, which is good as well.
Ramrickstein?
Ramrickstein? I don't even know where to start with that. What are you talking about?
Rickstein's a famous chef.
Ramrickstein? But that's not a food. We're not going to eat Rickstein. I don't mind broadening out to chefs, but if we were going to do that, I'd probably pick a better pun than Ramrickstein. Someone put Hamstein as well.
That's a great one.
I'll tell you who that is in a bit, and we're not giving people credit for these. Right?
Right, come on, Ed.
Morbid Angel Delight. Okay, now we're going to encounter our second problem, where Joel doesn't know what bands I'm referencing.
What is that one?
Morbid Angel.
Okay, yeah.
Morbid Angel Delight.
It's a good one. It's a great one.
All right. Pastodon. So...
That is a great one.
Yeah, there we go.
That is a really great one.
So we're going to come back to more of these throughout the show. I mean... You've genuinely put me in a worse mood than I was already, Joel, by putting corn in everything. Heinz Beans of the Stone Age is one of the worst things I've ever heard.
No?
Because you say came so close to it being good and then shat on it at the last minute.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're not.
I really am.
You're really proud of yourself.
I kind of am.
Yeah.
Really okay, I'll do one more. And what we're going to do is we're going to put on a we'll put on a track, and this is the track that my mum is going to review. Yeah. So, and it's Sixth, Pussyfoot. It's an absolutely incredible
song. I don't know too much about Sixth, but they're hugely well respected. They've just got back together.
That's
but
so brilliant.
I've never really listened to them, so you are going to learn me about Sixth.
Yes! I'm so excited when I give Ed Band.
Can you think of a food pun for Sixth?
Corn and Sixth.
Yeah. No, you can't. So, do one more pun, Joel, and we'll put Sixth on, right? Because you thinking is not good radio. Joel? Do another pun from your sheet.
Fish and Sixth. Beautiful. That was Sixth and Pussyfoot.
I absolutely loved that.
Thanks, mate.
I think I knew about them, but I'm going to count that as a band that you introduced me to.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well done,
so
you, mate.
So excited when that happens. We've got my mum on the line to review it.
Yes, please.
Hello, Penny Domit.
Hello. How are you?
How are you, mother? It's so nice to hear your nice, calming, sweet voice after such a riot of a song.
Well, it was pretty riotous, wasn't it?
It was. It
hello,
was.
Penny Domit. May I call you Penny Domit?
Hello, Ed. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm very good. We're chums on Twitter now, aren't we?
Well, yes.
It's very exciting.
It's always quite handy because then I know what you're all up to.
Yeah, often I'll lie though, and sometimes I'm quite rude. Is that all right?
That's okay. I just skip over that bit.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad to hear it.
It's what Joel says. Joel says I stalk him from afar on Twitter.
Yeah, you just kind of, it's nice to know what I'm up to, isn't it? It's just sort of like,
well, my mum does that as well, but she's not actually on Twitter. She's got, you know, it saved as
you
a favourite.
You must introduce us. I can give her some tips.
Yeah. I'm not sure she wants, all she does on her computer, really, is check my Twitter to see if I'm all right, if I'm alive. And also, she plays solitaire.
Oh.
It's basically
we
that.
We could get on. I can tell.
Yeah, well, I mean, you'd sort of get on. You'd probably sit either side of a room just playing solitaire and not talking.
I love that on a computer in the mid-1990s, the most impressive thing that could happen was when solitaire, like, was completed.
Yeah, or Minesweeper.
On Minesweeper, and it just went, when all the cards went everywhere. And it's like, oh, my God, the graphics are blowing my mind. Mum, have you been enjoying the show today with the food rock bands?
I have been following it on Twitter.
Have you got any yourself?
Well, it's funny you should say that because I haven't.
Oh, your
actually.
Phone's ringing, Mum.
Sorry, no, it's not.
Is it anyone important?
Someone from another radio show.
No one important.
XFM calling you.
Pardon?
Or XFM calling you?
Yes, they're trying to steal me.
Yeah, exactly. You're the heart of this entire radio show, mother. You're a great feature.
I'll be honest, I'm a bit annoyed we're doing this in the first hour because it's normally like at least we've got a penny in the bank. We're thinking of calling the feature Penny for Your Thoughts.
How do you feel about that?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I have it on good authority that apparently, Joel, you think I'm menopausal.
Oh, crikey. How did that get out? It's pre-record. This is unbelievable. This is how all-encompassing mothers are. They just know. They just have a feeling.
Saying is that he was worried that you were menopausal.
I was worried because, like, when you kissed Marit Larwood, you were sort of very tense for the next sort of 3 weeks or so. And I was sort of wondering what was wrong with you, but it was just the fact that you'd never lied to me before. And you had to lie to me to say that you
weren't 3 weeks ever.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't ring you because I knew if I rang you, you would know that something was up and I was lying.
Well, he did think something was up.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a very nice lad to try and keep track of his mother's hormones, but
I worry about you, man.
Well,
I do worry about you.
See how life does this to you. I spent, you know, until he was 18 worrying about his hormones and now he's worrying about mine.
That's nice.
Hormones everywhere.
Very true. Very true.
So mother, you listen to Sixth. Oh, no, I just shouldn't brush over it. Mother, have you got any food puns?
Well, it's funny you should say that. I was thinking the same thing. It's a shame that I wasn't on later because I would have had longer. I mean, my best effort was meatloaf, which was a bit...
I mean, that's one already. I mean, you're very... I can see where Joel gets it from. See, that's... That's already a band, so it's not so much a pun as you've
exactly.
just... Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Exactly. It's a bit worrying, isn't it, really? I've failed in that department.
Well, that's all right.
Don't worry, Mother. Don't worry.
I have got something interesting for you about this track that we have just listened to.
Let's start the review.
Okay, because I have to say, Ed, you have beaten me on this one.
Now, this was actually Joel's choice.
One of my tracks.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's it then. No Christmas presents for him. What is a little worrying is it was out there, wasn't it? There is a person in the band who has got a wonderful voice, and he gets drowned out by people shouting.
Yeah.
Which is a little worrying. But then I thought, hang on, I can't understand a word they're saying. Mm. Is it my hearing? So I thought, no, look up the lyrics, I thought. That's the important thing. Have you actually paid close attention to the lyrics?
No. Well, do you want to read some out, Mum?
It's very agricultural. It's very agricultural. Shall I read you the first
please.
Line? Please do, Mother.
Okay. It says...
Oh, the dogs are going crazy in the background, aren't they? Okay. She's ridden country.
They pretend it's so free. Falling, they're bleeding, but never really question why they die. See? Sheep. We're talking sheep. And then, strangely, a bit further down, more sheep. It says...
Maybe he's trying to get to sleep.
Same. Damn it. There's no use for you to have a name. Sheep one... and sheep too. The two of you.
Wow.
It's strange, isn't it?
You think he's got a couple of sheep, a couple of pets?
He's got a couple of sheep.
A couple of pet sheep.
What is it to do with sheep? It's very strange.
I mean, that is in itself a food
pun. And I thought perhaps it was a one-off. But no, you go further down. There's a band called Lamb of God.
There is a band called Lamb of God. There is. There is.
And what is this sheepy nonsense?
They all just love sheep.
Does sheep mean something, you know, sort of dark and meaningful?
Well, it might be like, hey, you guys are all sheep following the man.
Yeah.
And
we're the black sheep of the family.
And the sheep is... No, I'm thinking of the... Right, like I was just thinking about, you know, the devil. It's the goat, isn't it? It's like a goat is the devil.
Yeah.
It's not a sheep.
No, it's not a sheep.
It's not a sheep. I mean, there's nothing really less sort of satanic than a sheep, really.
Sheeps are lovely.
Yeah.
Well, you might have picked up on something. There might be an agricultural theme running through heavy metal that we should keep an eye out for.
Yeah, absolutely.
But so did you enjoy the track, or were you more worried about the boy with
a
nice voice being drowned out?
By then, I have
you, you were so overly concerned with the sheep theme.
Yeah. I was very close on about second 59, thinking, do you know, this is so depressing, I think I might switch it off.
Crikey.
Right, so we nearly broke you.
We broke you.
It is pretty depressing, isn't it?
I mean, I took 3 weeks to break you, though, Mum. I'm amazed you lasted this long.
But I have to say, I mean, unlike with last week, where I actually thought, oh, I might listen to something else.
Yeah,
you downloaded Gojira, didn't you, Mum?
Yeah, you actually downloaded Born of Winter, didn't you?
Yes. And did you listen to it, Ed?
I didn't listen to it. I've got the album somewhere, but I need to go back and listen to all the Gojira albums. I think they're touring at the end of the year.
I have to say, I downloaded Gojira because I thought that Born in Winter was interesting.
Mm.
And as I said, the YouTube, the video on it is very sort of mesmerising.
Yeah.
And a sheep could be born in winter, couldn't it? So there might be another...
Again. Crikey.
But that was a bit worrying. This was a bit of a worrying track.
Now, are you a fan of sheep? Is that what hooked you back in?
Well, no, but I just thought, you know, they're sort of fluffy and nice.
Yeah.
And this is such a dark and depressing song. Can you call them songs? I don't think
you can call them songs, yeah.
I mean, you can, I suppose, you know. It depends, really. It depends what you get.
Or happenings.
Yeah.
Happenings.
Twisted happenings.
Also, this track mentions crocodiles.
Really?
Which I thought was quite interesting.
I mean, do the crocodiles eat the sheep at the end? Is that like the sort
of... No. It's the second verse. Swim in the lake of death, eaten by crocodiles. So, no one saw, no one cares.
Wow.
Well,
see? Crocodiles. Threw in a crocodile.
So lots of animals going
on. Is that a sheep having a swim?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a George Orwell sort of passage.
This is a bit like an A-level... composition question.
Well, it does sound like some sort of teenage poetry, doesn't it? Swim in the lake of death, eaten by crocodiles.
Yes.
Like the crocodiles are your thoughts, and the lake's your family home. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Next.
It could be. And this is obviously somebody who feels that they're being overlooked in life.
Well, the band broke up fairly soon afterwards.
Yeah. Really? It's a real shame.
Obviously, no one did see and no one did care then.
And they all, weirdly, they...
See, I was right. You was correct.
They predicted their own fate.
Weirdly, they all went off and became sheep farmers. So I think you might be onto something. They're back together now,
apart from the drummer, who's now dead because he got eaten by a crocodile.
So out of five guitars, how many guitars are you going to give this?
Well,
it's not going to be good, is it?
It's not going to be good, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid it's going to be 1.5.
1.5 guitars for Sixth Pussyfoot by my mother, Penny Domett.
1.5 sheep.
Crush.
That's another good point. What's Pussyfoot got to do with it?
I don't really know.
There's another animal reference.
I didn't even think that, Mum.
It's the weirdest zoo of all time. Two sheep, a cat, and a lake full of crocodiles.
Very true. And I think the other thing that really got me in the very beginning, and this could be why I've given it a bad review, is because it's from an album called The Trees Are Dead and Dried Out.
Yeah.
Wait for Something Wild.
Yeah, I mean, that's not good for any animals, is it?
If trees are dead and dried out, I'm in big trouble.
So I think we found a new vein for this feature. Not only can you review these tracks, you can also try and pick some meaning out from the lyrics for us.
Yes.
I think we need to do that when there's no hope in the musical department. We have to stretch to the
perfect
the content.
That's great, Mum.
That sounds great.
Also,
thank you so
maybe
much.
Maybe next week, right? If you could, you've kept all my stories and stuff from when I was a kid. Maybe you could read a story of mine that I wrote when I was really young.
That'd
be great.
I can have a delve into Joel's memory box down there.
Basically, what we're doing is we're extending this feature so much until you basically are on for 3 hours.
You're a co-presenter of the radio show, which I would welcome.
But you may end up with no listeners at all. That could be the problem.
I think we'd gain listeners, if anything.
You know what we're going to play next on this show, Mum? And this is just a perfect link into it. We're going to play Crocodile and Shatter.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's absolutely
perfect.
Link. Thanks very much for joining us, Mum.
Okay, speak to you soon.
See you
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
FUBAR.
That was an animal-based song with Crocodile and Shatter.
One day we should do all animal-based songs, which is themed the whole show around animals or sheep.
Maybe that's the next one. We had food. Food made rock bands. Next week, animal-based rock bands.
No, I think we've got enough food ones to carry us
that
through.
That is very true.
But we'll see. We'll see, mate.
Bon Jovi?
Yeah. That's all right.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Sweet!
Or Bon Jovi would work as well.
Lincoln Pasta?
No, you've ruined it straight away. So that's what you should learn, Joel. If you get a good one, just leave it. Just leave it alone. I've got a few more here, right? Let's do some tweets. Because
okay.
Big Papa Bear has really gone for it here.
It's really involved them. I've got an email as well I need to tell you about from the with the food-based puns. He's absolutely great.
Right. Big Papa Mastodon Kebab.
That's a great one.
That's nice.
Really,
I prefer,
big fan of that.
Prefer Pastodon, which was mine.
Pastodon was great.
Lambuna of God. this is my favourite from Big Papa Bear. My Sugar Puffs. Now that's, do you know who Meshuggah are, Joel?
No.
So you laughed
anyway,
which was nice.
I really encourage him.
Iron Maiden Brew. Nice. I actually started my list with the phrase, we've got a real feast, iron laid on for you.
That's great, mate. That should have been a brownie.
Yeah.
I've got Pie on Maiden.
Pie on Maiden. Yeah, that's good. I had Pius or Pie Lesser. So pie is quite a useful
pie
one.
Pie is quite interesting, isn't it?
To slip Mississippi Mud Honey Pie. Lovely work from Big Papa Bear. I mean, he's literally done maybe 25.
Oh, great. This is the kind of interaction that we want from our fans.
Pun it for my Valentine. Fans is a stretch, mate. I sort of feel like they're more helpful to us than we provide them entertainment.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that is true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, they provide... I mean, it's so nice to know that people actually listen and they interact. Do you know what I mean? Like, the amount of things I listen to and I interact with...
Yeah.
It makes me think that there's actually more people than who are interacting, listening.
Right, Joel.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
We can't talk about how exciting it is to have people listening. We need to assume that there's thousands of people listening.
There is, loads.
Right, and they...
they're getting in contact with us because they need us, right?
And basically,
whereas
we've got thousands.
It's us that clawing away like fucking egomaniacs, just going, please get in contact with us.
Right, here's what we should do, right? We've both got a big list. You're very proud of your metal food puns that you've written. I think let's go one for one.
Okay.
Right? For three ones.
Yeah.
And we'll have a showdown for each one.
Oh, this is great.
So I think either pick your best or just pick them at random.
Okay, right. So are these yours? Or are they email ones?
No, they're your ones that you've come up with.
Sweet.
I couldn't have explained it more simply.
Okie dokie. We're in. Here we go.
Okay, so you go first, mate.
Okay. Raging speed corn on the cob.
Right, put a song on. Put a song on.
Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett, rocking the shit out of FUBAR every Friday night from 7 to 10.
Thanks very much.
Right. So, what happened before there? We were going to do a face-off with our metal food puns, but Joel hit my trigger, which was doing another one involving corn on the cob.
Really love it.
Raging speed corn on the cob. The thing is, Joel, you could have said raging speed corn, raging sweet corn even. Sweet corn is way better.
Raging sweet corn on the cob.
No! Why are you putting it on the cob? Sweet corn is a food by itself. Adding it on the cob ruins the pun.
That's more specific.
But it's not.
Because it's not in a, I don't like it in a can.
This is not about what foods you like, Joel. This is about the pun. This is not create your perfect meal, and if it happens to sound like a band, that's fine.
Well, I've misinterpreted this entirely.
You have, right. We're going one for one.
Okay, go.
Give me one and do not make it a corn-based one.
Okay. Okay, right, let's try and find a good one. Here we go. Bagel of filth.
That's all right. Yes. This bagel sort of sounds like cradle, I suppose.
So when you just said, that's all right, it felt so good because I feel like you're like a father who doesn't give me enough encouragement.
Yeah, but I hold it back. Ladle of filth would work.
Ladle of filth works also. We'll do implements.
What did you have to start with? They came in and gave me a ladle of filth. Okay, here's mine. The thing is, I've gone for any band that I could think of. And you're going to know less of these, but you'll know this.
Okay.
Flanterra.
Great.
All right, nice pudding. Lovely old Flanterra.
I will sort of see your Flanterra and say pan tiramisu.
Pan tiramisu. That just about works.
Yes!
That just about works. Pan tiramisu. How fucking posh are you? This is showing up how middle class we are. Pan tiramisu. Yes, please.
Oh God.
Okay, I'm going through. I've got loads here, but I'm not picking the best. I'm just picking the appropriate ones for this. Okay, Joel, are you aware of the band Five Finger Death Punch?
Yes.
Right. I've got two ones for them. Five Finger Rum Punch. Or Sponge Finger Death Punch.
I like that a lot.
Right.
I like that a lot. In a similar vein, right, I've got a Journey, just like you've done that one. We've got Dillinger Escape Flan.
Flans are coming up a lot.
And then you've got Dill in Your Escape Flan.
Dill in Your Escape Flan. What the fuck is an escape flan?
And then Dill in Your Escalope Flan.
Dill in your escalope flan? You can't make foods up, man.
Escalope's a food?
Yeah, but what, not in a flan.
Dill in your escalope. You could have escalope in a flan.
Dillinger escalope plan. It's bad. No, it's the Dillinger escape plan.
Dill in your escalope flan.
Dill in your escalope flan. But if someone said, come up with a food band name, and you go, Dill in your escalope flan, you'd have to explain what that was. You can't hear the band anymore. You've turned so many things into a food that it's no longer a band. It's just a strange dinner.
You know what, Ed? What? Sometimes it's not about the finished product. It's about the journey.
Yeah. Black kebabeth. So,
let me read out this email that David sent.
The email is excellent.
Absolutely incredible, right? Yeah. This is from David Bird. If I can say
David
his name.
Bird,
David J. Bird.
David J. Bird. J. Bird. I'm going to call him J. Bird. Hey, J. Bird.
I drafted this while I was massively sleep deprived, so I apologise in advance. Apologise spelt with a Z, as if he's in America.
Right. Well, he might be if he's called Jacob.
Could be.
You know those guys.
You know what's up, Jacob? I'm going to do an American accent. Whereabouts in America do you think he's from?
Don't do an American accent. It'll ruin the.
As a starter.
No, Joel. Joel.
Don't do it in an American accent. Joel. Joel, it will ruin the puns if you do it in your rubbish American accent.
It's not rubbish, actually. I can actually do...
Joel.
I can be Joel. Quite specific of where they're from.
Right, Joel. Okay, well, let's not read the email for a bit, then. Let's take us around America.
Okay.
Take us on a trip around America without leaving our living rooms.
Okay, where do you want? Go simple first.
Okay.
Let's build.
Boston.
Will you shut the fuck up? I know what you wanted. I was there.
Right, that's actually quite good.
Yes! Smashed it!
That's actually really good. And I've deliberately picked quite a difficult one. Right. New York.
Fuck off, I'm in the car park.
Car park.
Best Boston.
Yeah. I mean, what you're relying on there is words that you know how to say in that accent. If anyone said, Joel, you've got to play someone from Boston, here's the script, you're going, now I've noticed, guys, it doesn't say car park at any point. I know, Joel, because it's set in the 17th century.
Car park.
Well, you know what? It's like... It's
New
a
York.
Way, it's a way into it. You have words that get into it. It's like, and no, this is no reflection on Ireland, but to get into an Irish accent, I'm like Sinn Féin, Gerry Adams, and I go into it.
Offensive. So offensive.
Is that offensive?
Sinn Féin, Gerry Adams. Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Northern Irish.
Northern Irish.
Yeah.
Just probably make sure you separate those. So basically, what? Okay. Which one? Another one?
New York. How are you going to get into this one?
New York.
9/11. I mean, you might. That's basically how you're going to get into it. I mean, the only way you can get into accents of places is by atrocities that have been committed there.
Oh, God.
I've just, so many things went through my head that I'm censoring myself from saying now.
Oh, God. Okay, right. New York.
New York.
Yo. Does it.
Right, just yo.
Get your pastor off my floor. Get your pastor off my floor.
So you've immediately gone quite racially stereotyped here. He's an Italian-American gentleman, and he's aggressive because someone spilt some pasta on his floor.
It was not necessarily... I just had pasta on my mind. It could be anyone. Everyone loves pasta.
Why did you have pasta on your mind?
Everyone loves pasta. Ed, I think you are the one who's racial stereotyping because you are putting people in a box. And you know what? People aren't in those boxes. Everyone loves pasta.
And I don't like pasta.
You don't like pasta?
Not really.
Diabetes is a hard one, isn't it?
Right, okay, so you can do that. What about, here's a Californian.
Californian, right.
What words are you going to do here? Hey, man. Surfing.
California.
Yeah,
man.
Dude.
Yeah, and you could do like Valley Girl of just like, hey, how are you? Oh my God, that's so cool.
Right, you're actually quite a good accent.
Yes!
But point still stands. Please read this in your normal voice.
Okay. As a starter, you can... Okay, I'm serious here.
Not impressed.
Ed really isn't impressed.
This is a good email and it shouldn't be ruined.
As a starter, you can choose between lamb of cod, brackets, lamb of God.
Lamb or cod, probably.
Yeah, lamb or cod. Yeah. Damn it! Got to read it right, Joel. Come on.
So you can't even do it in your own voice.
I can actually read better in American.
No!
There was actually a point when I started doing a few... I'm really bad, right? I'm not very good at auditions.
Mm.
Well, I'm bad at them.
Yeah,
right?
So am I.
That's why I've not been in any stuff.
And, mate, you have?
Been in a few things.
Yeah.
And so I'm not very good at auditions, but I went through a phase of about 2.5 years. I wouldn't say that's a phase. It's more of an era.
Yeah, that is quite a large chunk of your life.
Yeah.
I think when you're like... 70, you can say that 2.5 years is a phase.
Yeah.
Depends on the percentage
of
life.
Chunk of percentage.
Yeah.
I went for a phase where I was a way better actor in an American accent.
Right.
Just way better at it.
I remember doing an audition, and I was so worried about doing the American accent that I forgot to act. And I also screwed up the American accent. So literally, it was like, this was what, I went in and went, oh, hey, how are you doing? And that was it. Like, no acting, no American accent. It's like, why has this person been sent to us? But that show has been cancelled. So,
yeah. You do remember the popular films, Goal 1, 2, and 3?
I didn't know there was a two or three.
Two and three. David Beckham is in number two.
Yeah.
And Ronaldo is in number three. The old
is.
Ronaldo.
Yeah.
And
number seven stars Gordon Strachan.
Matt Letizier. So
goal 12 starring Tore André Flo.
Tore André Flan. So we are
not even going to give that an answer.
Okay, right.
I've just taken my shoes off, like Tim Minchin. That's how it.
You went with Tim Minchin. I thought of Leona Lewis. That's the difference between us. So I went into audition for the original goal.
Sure, right? Sure.
And I remember at some point them saying, "Yeah, can you just stop smiling?" And it's just like, I'm so scared and nervous. I was just like, just smiling, beaming from ear to ear.
But that's nice, though. That's a nice problem to have, that you're smiling.
Thanks,
all the time.
Mate.
This guy's just killed someone and he's just found out.
Yeah, it's a really harrowing scene.
Found out that his dad's exploded. Why are you smiling so much all the time? I don't know. And where are you from? And just said, do your normal voice. Smiling.
He's not from America. I know. Stop smiling. So, as a starter, choose between lamb or cod. Lamb of God. Main course is obviously meatloaf with a side of corn and some tofu fighters,
right,
for
okay,
vegetarians.
So what I'll say there, tofu fighters, the only pun there. But at least he's got one in for that course.
He's got one in for
meatloaf
that course.
And corn are things already.
Yeah, of course. And it depends also on, you know, like, if you read it, it's a good pun.
Yeah.
But if you read it, you know, if it's just saying it on a radio,
yeah,
that's the problem with Twitter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Make sure there's enough salad for Elton John, because we all know he's a rocket man.
Right. See, that's probably a joke already, is mm-hmm. what I'd say. And Elton John is not rock or metal.
That's true, actually. That
but
true.
It's fine if you... I mean, some people like to get involved, but they're not necessarily into the music. That's all right. We've had a few. Someone, I think it was James Gill, sent in Veal Young.
It's a great one.
It's like, we're not going to play Neil Young on the show, but Veal Young, you know, lovely
you know
work.
What? We'll mention him.
Also because Veal is young, isn't it?
Yeah. So. Black Veal Brides.
Yeah, that is quite good.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Black Veal Brides, of course.
No, that's as much as we'll ever play of them.
So, it's great. I mean, like the song says, in the end, I will get it on the show.
But that was great that you've got that there ready to go whenever. Is that there every week?
In the end.
Turn off.
Black Veil Brides, so good looking, isn't he? Just his eyes, just look into my soul. Oh, hello, Lionel. Is it Brie you're looking for? We've only got Coheed and Camembert, I'm afraid.
Right, well, see, that's good, because Coheed and Camembert, we played them
great
on the
one.
Show already. Coheed and Camembert, well done, man. But, or Coheed and Cambrie.
Cambrie.
What I would say is that Lionel Richie is really, that's beyond it. Elton John's stretching it for the rock show, but yeah. Lionel, absolutely not.
No. There's no dancing on the ceiling when you're in metal.
No, there isn't.
It would be too much stress upon the struts.
You splattered across the ceiling.
I hope we cooked enough food, because it's a long way to the shop if you want a sausage roll.
Right.
AC/DC.
No, so you don't get that
nope.
because you don't know the basics.
Nope.
AC/DC have got a song that goes, "It's a long way to the top if you want a rock and roll."
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a long way to the top to the shop if you want a sausage roll. I feel like that might be a joke already, but
I like
he's
that.
Nailed it. It's perfect.
Nailed it. And if you don't like food or my puns, then you can fuck off and buy yourself a Fleetwood Big Mac.
Right, very nice.
Love and mouth wanks, Mrs. Fraser. No, wait, yeah. I mean Dave.
That's another reference to the Peacock and Gamble podcast.
Like him. Good fan. Thanks very much.
Good fan. Thank you. That's the sort of thing we were after. That was took us through a whole dinner party. We'd stopped off at Lionel Richie along the way and Fleetwood Mac and Elton John. But that's fine. You can get involved. You can get involved in any way that you so choose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We very much encourage interaction upon this show. And you guys are really pulling your weight wonderfully. Let's have a... you know what? This is just... I'm going to cheer you up, Ed.
I don't need cheering up.
FUBAR!
That song just makes Ed just a little bit happier, doesn't it?
I feel high now.
Yeah.
That is my walk-on music in Edinburgh.
It's exciting, right?
Now, the problem is when you have something as walk-on music in Edinburgh, it does slightly ruin that song for you forever.
Yeah, I know, but Clutch are still the best band in the world, and luckily they've got about 120 other amazing songs like that. Now, I've taken my shoes off.
Yeah, how does it feel?
I've gone bare feet, right? Mm. It's a revolution.
Can I try it?
I think this might be the new way of doing the radio. I feel absolutely amazing. I've kicked my stool away as well. So I'm just doing it standing up.
Oh my God, it feels great.
Yeah, just standing up with no shoes on.
Wow.
I feel a bit Russell Brandy doing it. That's the sort of thing he'd do, isn't it?
It feels great.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go back to just like having no shoes. Like,
let's take all our clothes off and do.
Have you ever thought about this, Ed?
What?
Right, if we didn't invent shoes, our feet would be shoes by now anyway.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You ever thought about that?
No, because it's absolute bullshit. What are you on about?
Like the bottom of your feet would be shoes.
No, they wouldn't. What? They'd turn into treads, like rubber treads, would they?
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't.
Well, they'd just be really hard.
They'd be really hard. You're probably right about that.
You could do a little Nike swoosh on the side.
You couldn't do a little Nike swoosh because we wouldn't know what Nike were.
That's true, actually. They probably wouldn't.
And you wouldn't
be.
Suddenly get laces on the top of your skin.
you could do it. Like some sort of, you know, piercing-based.
Some piercing-based thing.
It'd be really fun, actually, to make a shoe out of your foot.
Right. I don't want to ever hear the inside of your brain again. So, Joel?
I've had coffee.
Is that it? Is that the problem?
The problem is when I have coffee, Ed. Yeah. It's like, you know when usually you think about something and then there's another part of your brain goes, don't say that. When I coffee, have coffee, I just say everything.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of good for the radio.
If I do coffee, that's how much I don't do it. It's now become a drug.
Yeah.
If I have coffee before a gig, I just say what I see. It's honestly terrible. I'll go up on stage and just be like, hey, how's it going, man?
Joel, this is one of our regular features called Band Fake Out.
Absolutely.
Joel is going to give me three band names. One of those band names will be fake. We'll play the jingle. The jingle says that two names are fake, but that's not true.
We give you three names, two are fake.
There we go. Okay. Also, can I give you four?
No.
Because I just...
But no. That makes it harder for me, right?
I mean, it does.
Okay, so... Okay,
but you're
well,
really
no,
good at this game.
Okay, well, let's handicap it towards you. So give me four names. One is fake.
Four names.
And I'll let you know now, I've not prepared any in advance.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to randomly go through the band book and do it on the hoof.
I mean, this is what you've done cleverly, Ed.
Yeah.
Is you've made it into a part of the feature, but in reality, it's just laziness.
I just didn't have time to do it. Busy guy. A lot of...
Dicksaw.
Well, that's quite good because it was a bit like Jigsaw. Then you can imagine someone just like with a saw on their dick, sawing up wood.
You know.
Popping a lady in half.
You experienced a dicksaw on your circumcision.
I don't think they have a specific dicksaw.
They don't have a particular one.
Get me the dicksaw, Sheila. Dicksaw.
And it's quite good because it's almost a pun on Jigsaw.
That's what I said. So... Cool. One of the part of
I really
the,
listening,
part
Ed.
Of the radio
really
part of the whole radio duo thing is you do have to listen.
Sorry, what was that?
Yes. Also, don't slap the table because it's bad for.
It sounded quite good. It sounded quite epic, like a boom.
Right,
Dicksaw. Dictator, spelt D-I-C-K, tater.
Like a potato on your dick.
No, as in Colonel Gaddafi.
As in Colonel Gaddafi. I know, I get that bit, the dictator. But dictator sounds like the sort of thing you might find growing on your penis.
And that is a food.
Yeah.
And this is a band.
Or it's just another name for a testicle.
Dictator.
Oh, you kicked me right in the dictators.
I mean, that is a great tweet, Ed. That is a great tweet.
Tell you what, mate, you have that. You can use that. In fact... I want you to tweet it now.
Okay.
We've got about an hour and a half until the end of the show. I want to see how many retweets you get.
Okay, right. I am going to tweet it during the next song.
Yeah, we'll formulate it during the next song.
Okay, right. So we've got Dicksaw, Dictator.
Yeah.
Dick Tank.
Right. Is that a tank where they, like, breed dicks or
just
like a tank being driven by a dick?
Cannon, isn't it?
Just a cannon, right, okay.
It can turn.
Yeah.
And sometimes a little man just pops out the top. Some of these are just for me.
Yeah.
Then the last one, Dick Dickless Tracy.
Dickless Tracy.
It's like Dick Tracy, but without with right. a bit in the middle.
This is really difficult, Joe, because a lot of those sound like
dictator,
you made them up.
I think Dickless Tracy.
I think Dicksaw's real. I think Dictator might be real. I really hope Dickless Tracy isn't real. And what was the other one?
Dick Tank.
Dick Tank. So I think I'm going to say that Dick Tank's fake.
Oh my God, Ed, you are correct. You are correct. How did you get that? I thought Dick Tank was a really good name for a band.
It's terrible. They're all terrible, but...
Dictator is a great
name. I could see you were trying to act on Dickless Tracy.
Oh, it's so hard. I'm not very good at...
I don't think you know Dick Tracy as a reference point.
I'll tell you what I should do next time to actually make me sort of seem like I'm not lying. Yeah. I should do it in an American accent.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. That's when you do your best acting. Right, here we go. I'm doing this... off the cuff, the hoof. I'm flicking.
Flicking through. I'll do the jingle while you're flicking.
We give you three names, two are fake.
One, four.
Right. You ready?
Ready, mate.
Number one. Cat spit.
Cat spit. Okay. Right. I'm going to write it down. Cat spit.
Write down cat spit.
Because they don't really do it. They do that, do they? I mean, they go... it's more of a hiss.
Well, that's...
So it's, you know...
Yeah, but that might be the point of the band, right?
Could be. I'm trying to look at you to see when you're acting.
The thing is, I found Cat's bit quickly, but there's... Sometimes you need to find the sort of...
Or did he?
Oh, yeah, good point. I could be lying, couldn't I?
Oh, was that a bamboozle?
Who knows?
It's so hard to see through the veil of Ed. Speaking of which, Black Veil Brides... What a great tune. Like the video, they just stood in a desert just looking hot.
Herpes.
Okay, again, another food-based band.
What?
Herpes.
Oh, God, I thought you were talking about just eating herpes for a second.
Oh, my God.
Mate, herpes.
You know, I don't do that anymore.
That is a nice way of doing it. Cat spit. Herpes.
Cat spit, herpes. One more.
Or Mozart on crack.
Okay, Ed, you are terrible at this game.
Why?
Because that last one was clearly made up because you started and then you gave up on what you were trying to say.
Mozart on crack. Cat spit, herpes, or Mozart on crack?
Mozart on crack is the fake one, Ed. So that was not a name for a band. That's a thing that happened in history.
The fake one is... Cat Spit.
No.
Ed Gamble!
No.
Acting! Pure acting!
Shit!
Acted!
Shit!
Acted my arse off there, mate.
Mozart on Crack is a name for a band!
Mozart on Crack's the name of a band, and I acted it like I just made it up. Isn't that brilliant? That's why I'm the new Ricky Lake in America and you're just stuck over here with your mum kissing Marit Larwood and bringing on the menopause. Put a song on, mate. I'm going to eat my lunch during it. Formulate a dictator tweet. We'll see how many retweets you get.
Oh God,
what we got?
Feels so sad. This is Every Time I Die, Ebolarama.
Yeah! Right.
I'm really trying to put together this tweet, Ed, and it's taken a while.
But you should have done it during the song. That was the
I'm trying to do it
deal.
During the song. It takes a really
that
long
was,
time.
That was Every
tweet.
Time I Die. It doesn't work written down, but every time you could spell time like a herb. Every you time could. I pie.
Yeah, every time I pie is a great one.
Yeah.
I've got that written down.
So we're doing metal food puns today. But first of all, let's send your tweet, Joel.
Would you spell dictator, DICK-TATA?
No, DICK-TATERS. Dictators.
Okay, I'm going to say my left testicle is a real meanie. I call him my dictator.
Right, go on, just tweet it. We just want to see how many retweets.
Now I've written it down, I don't think it's a very good tweet.
Tweet, I don't give a fuck, mate. This is for the rock show. Tweet it. Tweet it, Joel!
It's done, mate.
Right.
God.
We got Rob on the line.
Hello, Rob.
Hiya.
How did you like my tweet?
I've not seen it.
You can't
hear me. Basically, I just sent a tweet.
It doesn't really make sense, Rob, if we're honest.
My left testicle is a real meanie. I call him my dictator.
Dictator, like a tato on your dick.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for calling in, Rob. How are you today?
I'm all right, thank you. I'm with my friend.
You don't have a friend.
He's just fallen over.
He's just fallen over. Whereabouts are you that your friend's fallen over? Is he all right?
We're outside my college.
Oh, nice.
And why is he fallen over?
He was just so excited that he's on the radio show.
He was climbing a tree.
Climbing a tree?
You two are eight, right? You're 8 years old.
Yeah, we're 8 years old.
My friend Jamie Cooper was climbing a tree the other day, and
I know someone called Jamie Cooper. He was my music teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Is your friend Jamie Cooper a music teacher?
Well, I don't think... I mean, he plays the guitar, like, sort of semi-professionally, so maybe it's him. What music did he used to teach?
All of it.
All of music, wow.
The subject, music.
The subject of the whole... I don't think it's the same person. That's very exciting. I get so excited when you see... Like, it must be really weird having a normal name like Ed, because you must meet people called Ed all the time. But
I don't... You know what? I don't know many Eds.
Really?
How many Eds do you know? Okay, well, again, you thinking on the radio isn't good. You could have just come straight out with something there. Rob, why are you calling in? Have you got any rock or metal food puns? We're trying to put together a heavy metal dinner party. Oh. What sort of dishes are you bringing here? Joel hit his face on the microphone. Have you not thought about this in advance, Rob? Again, I can't stress how much thinking...
I did, but I've completely forgot it.
Right, and you
Rob...
System of a brown bread.
System.
It's great.
So far we've had system of a brown sauce, system of a brownie, and now we've got system of a brown bread. Because whenever I go to a restaurant and they say, what would you like? I always say, a brown bread, please. I'd like one single brown bread. Why are you calling in, Rob? Have you got something specific, or were you just calling in to catch up?
Calling in to catch up.
anything special happened in your life this week?
I got nominated for Best Newcomer at a theatre.
As what? As a performer or a lighting technician?
As a performer.
Brilliant.
That's great,
what,
mate.
What were you in? What were you in that got you the attention?
It was the confusions that I was speaking about.
Rob called it the Alan Ayckbourn thing, yeah?
So, could you give me some acting tips? Because I feel like I'm much better at acting in an American accent.
Yeah, Joel can only act when he's doing an American accent.
Go and do the American accent.
Where do you want it from?
Me to be from?
Do your Boston, Joel. Your Boston was good.
Hey, would you shut the fuck up? I know what you wanted. I was there.
That's all he can say, though.
But if I was to say that in English, I'd be like, could you stop it, please? Because
And you are smiling all the way through.
I find it really difficult.
Joel finds it very difficult not to smile while he's talking, which is not good for acting.
But as soon as I put an accent on, I feel like a different person.
Yeah.
You know? That's why it's nice. You know, it's a departure from being so bloody happy.
The Departed.
Yeah. That's from Boston accent.
Yeah, there you go. The Departed.
The Departed. Hey, get out of the fucking car park! It's great.
Yeah, it's good. So can you do an American accent, Rob?
That sounded like Manchester at the end.
It did a little bit.
Get out of the car park.
Get out the car park.
Yeah, we're fucking car park, you knobhead.
I mean, that's well done for noticing that, because that was a character trait of my guy that I was doing.
Yeah,
was
he was actually
backstory.
Undercover. He was from Manchester, but he's undercover as a Boston policeman.
That's it. And he's not quite cracked the accent yet.
We were talking about there's words you have to say to get into accents. For instance, every time Joel wants to do a Northern Irish accent, he has to say Sinn Féin Gerry Adams. I think with Sinn Féin Gerry Adams. It's quite mellifluous for such a horrible thing.
I imagine people in Northern Ireland to get into the English accent go, David Cameron Coalition.
Yeah, that's the equivalent. For Manchester, I would have to go, hey, you fucking knobhead.
Yeah,
all right, dickhead.
Yeah, it's good.
It.
Real nasal, innit?
Yeah. And do you have any acting tips for Joel?
Pretend that you are someone else.
Great. That's
sort of overall tip.
Thanks, Stanislavski.
Just pretend that you're someone else. What about, like, just for stage acting? Because obviously you're a stage actor. Anything to do with the theatre that you'd like, little tips, practical or otherwise?
Yeah,
apart from pretend to be someone else?
Start acting from the wings. Don't start acting.
Is that only if you're playing a bird?
See, that's quite good. That's very funny, Joel. Even the walk onto the stage needs to be an act.
Yeah, you need to be in character when you're coming from the green room.
Okay. So you don't literally go, you don't walk on as Rob, get to the middle and go, oh, I'm Hamlet now.
Yeah,
it's like people say that, like, so if I do a gig and I've really kind of not enjoyed it but it's been fine, I'll, like, well, on stage, I'm a very happy persona and I'll be all really happy. And my girlfriend said the other day, literally as soon as I say goodbye, but before I've walked off stage, my smile immediately drops and I just walk off stage really grumpy. And just, like, it's really funny because, like, as if you, as soon as you say thanks very much, good night, straight away.
You've lost all the good feeling in your body. So always act from the wings, especially if you're performing as a bird. Yeah. Have you got any plays coming up? Do you want to plug, Rob? Are you in anything else?
No, I'm not at the minute, no.
Have you got an agent? Are you looking for an agent?
I've got an agent.
Really? Crikey, yeah. Rob.
Who's your agent?
I don't know. Syra Chowdhury.
Who?
You said that really perverted way.
She was in Hollyoaks.
Was she?
What? All the best agents are.
Come on. Come on, guys.
You think Curry as well?
I mean, I don't really know anyone on Hollyoaks. I don't know really. No,
I'm looking her up
Hollyoaks
now, Rob. We're going to check out and see if your agent is legit. Because you can be fooled. Young guys like you, they'll be like, come on, we'll get you into the business. Next thing you know, she'll have you bent over, spreading your cheeks apart, showing your little pink anus to a little video camera.
Yeah, saying, use your wings, use
How
your wings.
How do you spell it, Rob? S.
I.
A.
A. R.
R.
A.
A. I'm the worst cheerleader of all time.
This is like the worst countdown episode ever.
New word, Rob?
Yeah.
C.
Yeah.
H.
Yeah.
O. W. Yeah. D.
I think it's a U.
You?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, she's come up, right. She's come up. She's come up on...
Oh, really? Is she like one of the hot ones that's in like the top 100 FHM people?
No, why would you think that, mate?
Because...
She's got a YouTube video. The only thing that's not coming up is images. So I couldn't... Right, more images. Come on, click on this. I mean, what's happening now is I'm Googling something and we're putting it on the radio.
It's very exciting.
Right. Okay. There you go. So that's the end of that segment. I didn't know she was an agent now, Rob. Are you her only client, or has she got a whole...
It's like a sort of youth academy thing.
Well, that's good.
Okay, so also I need to update you, Rob, on the success of my tweet. Now, bear in mind, I have 42,745 followers.
So that is a lot of followers, and a lot of them will retweet... It's basically 15-year-old girls who will retweet anything because they think if they maybe retweet it, then he'll come over and kiss them.
And so, bear in mind, by sort of retweets, let's just think about percentages.
Yeah, okay.
I got my most successful tweet yesterday.
Oh, really? What was it, mate?
Let us know what it was.
Was it my left testicle's a real meanie, I call him my dictator? Because that is a bloody classic.
No.
What was it?
I'd just come home from the theatre and my dad was watching the TV and he'd paused it and it was just Angela Barnes' face.
Right.
And then I tweeted her saying, I'd just come home to you on the telly screen. And then she said, oh, right, such a flattering pose. And then the next tweet I said, because my mum had asked me who it was and I said, she's on the radio. And she went, oh, is it the lady off Ray and Peacock?
Yeah, oh, I did see that actually. That was very funny. So did that get some retweets and stuff?
It got 8 favourites on it.
Sweet!
That's pretty good. Now,
well, let's hear it. That's pretty good. But obviously, Joel's got 42,000 followers. So the dictator thing. It's been on there for what, 5 minutes?
I'd say 5 minutes, yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, 10 minutes. Exactly 10 minutes.
So
I've had some responses. Yeah. One person just saying, is this the kind of comedy gold we can expect from your Ed Fringe show? I think that's actually...
Hashtag sarcasm.
Sarcastic there.
Yeah.
Someone's just said,
Ha ha ha!
And someone else has tweeted hashtag joke of the day.
Right.
Again, I think any, that's ironic.
Any retweets or favourites?
4 retweets and 10 favourites.
Well, that's actually, I mean, I'd be chuffed with that. And that joke is absolutely awful. So we're gonna keep updated and see how that goes. Rob, thanks very much for calling us. If you think of any more rock food, please get in contact. Not now. No, we're not keeping you. We're not keeping you on the line now, as you think of it. But
Chipknot.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
again,
all right.
Joel, in your world, that's all right. But
it's
Chip.
All right. I mean, it's better than something I've got written down. I've got corn on the coal chamber.
Right. Lose Rob off the line. Rob. Corn on the what?
It's the that's the worst. That's the last of my corn on the cob ones.
I'm going to punch you in the face. Right, Rob, thank you very much for calling in. Do get back in contact if you think of any rock food. Joel, put a song on, mate.
Okay, this is Dio Gypsy. Here we go. Thanks very much, Rob. Speak to you next week.
You're welcome.
Bye.
The Rock Show with Ed Gamble and Joel Dommett. Banging their heads together to bring you an uncensored radio mosh fest.
Yeah, we really need to get some new ones of those.
Also, we should have picked a longer song because I'm still eating my lunch.
Yeah, it looks really lovely. It's got some prawns in there.
Got some edamame beans.
Edamame beans of the Stone Age.
Yeah, fine. But again, Heinz beans, it could have just been beans of the Stone Age.
We're joined in the studio with a guest.
We're not joined with a guest, are we?
Don't know.
Because that would be weird if we brought a guest in and we teletaped ourselves to them. We're joined by a guest.
His name is Steve Dunn.
Explain me who this is, Joel.
Right, now, Steve Dunn, we've known each other for many a year.
It's true.
He was in the legendary bands that I was in called Cyrus when we were 14/15.
Wow, this genuinely feels like meeting a little bit of a celebrity to me. Because
that's what most people say. Yeah.
we've talked about I call them psoriasis. Show since the very
that's what most of the hardcore fans call us.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we call our fans, you know, like the sort of
like the juggalos for Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah. The juggalos.
No one turned up to your gigs because they're all a little bit flaky. So what did you I'm gonna find out more about it. What did you do in the band?
Guitar and general shenanigans.
Is that what it would have been on the back of the album?
Exactly,
on the booklet.
If we had made one, yeah.
General shenanigans.
Yeah.
GS for short. That's what we call
it. So you were the one who played the opening to Blind.
Correct, yeah.
Where Joel was just stood waiting for it to happen.
Stood
on
waiting,
thing.
Yeah. Not uncomfortable at all.
Yeah.
At Thornbury Cricket Pavilion. It was great, wasn't it? It was so great. I remember the best thing was that our backdrop was like photos of like cricketers.
And not like famous ones.
Not famous ones, just people from the cricket club, like Ian Gale, who was also a teacher at our school.
So you played a corn song with a picture of one of your teachers from your school in the background.
Yeah.
I know this is disgusting, but I am eating it. You two might have to reminisce. Because as a type 1 diabetic, you inject and then you have a certain window to eat within.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm sort of in that now.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, so the insulin's working.
This gets more exciting by the day.
Not really, Joel. Not for me.
I know.
literally gets more and more boring every single day.
Yeah, eating within a certain window sounds really exciting.
It's like the worst film ever. Just like at the start of the movie, you eject and you're like, oh my God, I've only got 15 minutes to inject.
It's a really short episode of
Jason Statham's got to get the food to you. Yeah.
He's a delivery man and he's delivering to a diabetic. Fucking yes.
That is great. That's a really good film.
So Steve, you've been sat out there for the whole show so far.
Yes.
Because you're going to a preview with Joel that he's
driving
to Northampton. You've been scribbling away some puns there.
I have, and would you like to hear some?
More than anything in the world.
I was attempting to get the Big Four. You know the Big Four metal bands from the 80s?
I know them. But let's see if Joel knows them.
AC/DC?
Nope.
Sadly, I was unable to get them all. Can I confirm the Big Four before I start?
The Big Four of thrash, we're talking.
Yeah, I'm talking Anthrax.
Yeah.
Megadeth.
Yeah.
Metallica.
Yeah.
And Slayer.
Yeah, that's them, yeah. There
right, I was unable to get Metallica and Slayer, but I've heard both of you, I think.
Metallica on the Cob?
That's a fantastic.
Oh, that's not like you. It's bringing a corn on the cob one.
Straight in, mate.
And Slayer on the Cob. So, yes. I do have the other two. Nut Megadeth.
Nut Megadeth. Lovely,
like
yeah.
And Parmesanthrax.
That's right. I like that a lot.
Brilliant. I was trying to think of one for Anthrax. Palmer's Anthrax.
Yeah, so I was quite pleased with that one. Sticking with the 80s, I also had Buns and Roses.
Great.
Which,
one.
If you consider the roses to be the chocolates, then it's kind of a double.
Yeah, not so much a meal, that one, just the sort of dry bun.
Yeah, rubbish meal.
Although Parmesan and nutmeg wouldn't sustain a human.
Especially if you know, you're outside your window.
White steak.
I got white steak as well. That's on my list.
Great.
Well, if two people think it must be good.
It made me feel a bit ill thinking about it, though.
Yeah.
You got a white steak. You know, what the fuck's this, guys? Send this back. It's so old.
Aerosmith.
Lovely. And what you didn't... I'd imagine Joel's got somewhere on his list, just Aerosmith.
Bit like just the Aero.
Yeah, Aero is just the chocolate.
Aerosmith's crisps.
the corn on the cob.
Yeah. I would have put, like, juicy Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Congress pear of Smith. That's a specific type of pear.
Also had a few more update. Okay, Thrice cream.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah,
love, big fan of Thrice. Big fan of ice cream.
Thrice and ice cream.
Oh, ice cream. I didn't get. That's weird, isn't it? That's really good. Thrice cream.
Thrice cream was great.
Yeah, Madras jaw. Glass jaw.
Yeah, I think we're
pushing it.
Yeah, maybe pushing it. Yeah.
This one I'm really pleased with, but it's not necessarily. They're not like a super hard rock band.
Go on.
Gravyohead.
Gravy.
I really like that.
If you wanted to go a bit more like proper, you know, metal.
Yeah.
Gravy Town.
We've talked about Crazy Town on this show before.
Yeah,
I would argue that Radiohead are more metal than Crazy.
True, less in the scene, but more
the attitude. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I'm stunned with all of those.
Sorry, I've got one more. Missed it. The Grateful Bread.
Perfect. I also had Machine Bread in my
Machine Bread. Nice. Yeah, there's quite a lot of breads actually, and you will know us by the trail of the bread.
That's perfect because that's like a Hansel and Gretel. Yeah, that's brilliant. And if you're Joel. Why did you go into comedy and Steve didn't?
Mate, I mean, this is full truthful, right? Steve was always way funnier than me.
Yeah.
And I got into comedy just because I wanted to try and be as funny as Steve.
Well, that's nice. One day.
And
one day you're going to manage it.
No.
Guys, don't become best friends in front of me, okay? It's really not nice. We used to sit next to each other in maths, and we used to have so much fun. We used to come up with maths pickup lines and stuff,
mm-hmm.
like because we were quite keen, but
me
we were
plus
annoying.
You equals disappointment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
your net force is zero, baby. You're going nowhere. Stuff like that.
Really predatory stuff.
Let me see your 5 8 0 0 8 upside downs. Boobs, guys.
Got
it's
it,
boobs.
Got it.
Let's That's put a great. Song on because I'm just going to eat my lunch.
Okay, mate. We'll play some songs whilst you're still in your window.
Yeah.
And we'll play one of. Actually, we're going to play this and we're going to talk about it afterwards. This is a basically, you saw them at Sonosphere very recently. It's called Baby Metal. Fairly controversial in terms of on the metal scene, whether they are in the metal, whether they're not, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Gravy metal?
Gravy metal.
Well, the song's called Give Me Chocolate, so we don't even need to make up one.
It's perfect.
Let's do it. This is mental.
Or just baby metal. You know, some people just eat. Baby.
Put a song on! That was Baby Metal. I don't know if I've done this right. Have I done it right, Amanda?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I'm on the air. Joel's had to go and move his car, right? So I'm now eating. I'm still eating, guys. So this isn't very rock and roll. Secondly, I don't know how to work the desk. So I've had to try and desperately work out how to work the desk because Joel's in charge of that, as you can probably tell, because it's terribly unprofessional. But it's even worse, and I'm just finishing off a 9-seed bar. But we're still here with Steve, who was in psoriasis with Joel.
That's right.
Before he gets back, I want some gossip. I want some hot Joel gossip that I can use against him.
Oh, I've got loads, but I really can't say it. Give me a minute, and I'll come up with something good.
I want you to say the first thing that comes into your head.
I can't.
You can't. Oh, is it really good, though?
The first time a woman ever touched his penis was in the cinema watching Big Daddy.
Right, that is the exact sort of thing that I need to know. That is absolutely brilliant. Right, I'll tell you what. Oh, no, he's back. Right, okay. I'll just bring it up later, all right?
Cool.
Okay. Mate, you're back. I did it. I turned the song off properly and put the microphones on, apart from my one. Come on, talk. Be a presenter.
What's happened?
We're on the air, mate.
How did it go?
It went really well.
You had explain what happened, Joel.
So I remembered that I had to move my car about half an hour ago.
Yeah.
Didn't get a ticket though, guys.
Nice.
Really well done, excited about that.
But are you proud of me that I managed to...
Really proud of you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
I thought I was going to make it in the song, but I feel like I sort of...
No, you missed it by about 4 minutes.
Damn it!
Yeah, you didn't do well
we
there.
We should have put a Cavalli Tag song on. It would have been way easier.
Yeah, I've just been having a chat with Stephen, your chum here.
I feel like this is like a scene in a movie where I get replaced. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
oh, he's gone to the car.
You ran out to sort your car out,
yeah.
Which was unprofessional.
Wasn't
back in time for the song. I was eating, right? So the only person who was vaguely professional was Steve, and he is not a radio presenter or part of this show normally.
I could imagine that in about a year's time, you guys have been phased out, and it's just me and Penny Domit.
Yeah. and I will be listening every single week.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a great
show. That'd be brilliant.
Be awesome. Yeah.
So, what have you guys been chatting about?
Not a lot.
Loads of stuff. Films.
Big Daddy.
Talking about the film Big Daddy.
Steve, did you talk about?
We were
that?
Talking about the film Big Daddy, mate.
I watched it once in the cinema.
Yeah, do you want to give us a synopsis of the film?
I can't remember.
Why not? Were you not concentrating?
It was the first time I ever touched a vagina.
Oh, not how I've heard it. Bloody big night for you, my friend. I've heard it that it was the first time anyone ever touched your penis.
That too. Double whammy. Yeah.
You know what? That pisses me off. If I had been there just trying to watch Big Daddy and you two and mutual masturbation in the back row.
And we even didn't stay to the end of the movie because we had to catch a bus.
And what happened on the bus?
Just went to our house.
First time you ever had an Oyster card up your ass.
The reason that I was with this girl was because she could do an F on the guitar.
She could do a what?
She could do an F on the guitar.
No, I'd prefer it on a bed.
She was just really good at the F.
Right.
She was like, she could play
so
an
what,
F on
and,
the guitar.
And did that attract you to her? Or were you
really
like,
sexy, yeah.
Did you say, if you can do an F on the guitar, I'll touch your vagina whilst watching Big Daddy?
Yeah.
Hey, Big Daddy, that Adam Sandler film?
Yeah.
Such a weird film to go and watch with a girl and then start touching her.
It's the first time. I didn't know what was going on down there.
No, I mean, it's mental, isn't it?
I was just like, well, it was all crazy.
Do you mean
crazy.
Down there as in your own business or...?
Both.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of knew my way around my own situation by that point because I'm really, you know...
Also, it's easy with lads, isn't it? It's just sort of start at the top and go to the end.
It's a bit...
Yeah, it's like a scratch card.
Yeah, exactly. It's simple.
Me and Steve have been going to lots of gigs together, and we've been having so much fun just talking about, like, just, like, penises and, like, just proper, like, old-school wanking stories and stuff like that. It's been great.
Joel, give us an old-school wanking story. I think we all would like to hear an old-school wanking story. I'm a little bit annoyed. I've just eaten my lunch.
So I used to go up into the attic and do it into the insulation.
Right, that is not an old school wanking story.
I should just go up because I just
the producer is absolutely aghast, quite rightly.
I should just go. My mum used to be like, "Why does Joel love
into
it?"
Into the insulation.
Yeah, just onto the insulation.
Just onto it,
and then because it was quite nice because it kind of blended in, so you didn't need to clear it up.
I probably added an extra layer. We're really saving on heating bills this year.
It's so warm in
here. It's as if someone's put another extra shell over the...
And it starts to all drip down the side of the walls like in like Ghostbusters 2 or something like that.
The house is melting. So you used to go... Oh, my God.
Used to go do it up there.
I occasionally wiped it on the curtains.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I used to use the same boxer shorts for about 6 months. And then just put them in the thing, the drawer underneath.
Wait, you had wanking pants?
Yeah.
They're lucky.
Excuse me, Mum, I gotta go upstairs and put on my wanking pants. I'm glad we've spoken to Penny Domit already today, because you know what I'm like. I'm straight away going, how's the insulation in the house? You might want to take a hammer and chisel up there.
Yeah, we had an extension recently.
Chip off
they...
potential grandchildren from your loft.
Yeah, I had a extension recently, and I feel like maybe they sort of were taking off the insulation from the old house bin and just been like, oh my god,
what the fuck?
So much in here.
What's this going to that's foul. Any other old school wanking stories, Joel?
I remember the second time I ever did it, I tried to do it on the doormat.
What is it with you, man? Why do you have to do it onto household stuff?
Because I didn't really...
You just do it on a tissue and put the tissue in the toilet.
I didn't realise... It seems simple now, but I didn't think about it. I didn't know what was happening. Yeah. I thought I'd invented it.
No, right. I mean, this you might be able to pick up the producer cackling in the back, because that is... You thought you'd invented it.
I went into school. This is a joke. I went into school like so excited, and I told people, and I was
fucking
like,
"Fucking hell! I'm glad Dragon's Den wasn't a show then."
I remember going.
What you
school.
Come up with for us? Oh my god!
There's this new thing, right? I found it in my loft.
If you put on these pants, this thing happens. Yeah.
Right, but you need to borrow these pants off me, like, and you need to go in my loft. And yeah, so you thought you'd invented it.
I went into school, and I remember telling my friends at lunchtime, I was like, guys, I think I found a really cool thing. And they were like, what? And I was just like, basically, you just do this thing with your dick, where you just sort of, and then stuff. It's like, yeah. Oh, and I explained it all.
Yeah.
And after about 5 minutes of me explaining it, they just all went, yeah, that's wanking, and we've been doing it for about sort of 3 years.
What I don't know is how you spun out an explanation of wanking to 5 minutes.
Because yeah. I was explaining in detail.
That is longer than it takes to wank.
Because, like, yeah. You know, because I'd already applied for a patent.
Well, that is absolutely astonishing. That is what I would call vintage Domit, and I've never even heard it before.
I mean, is this a bad link if we now talk about baby metal?
No, it's perfect. Baby, are you aware of baby metal, Steve?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. So baby metal, for those listeners who don't know, they are, I think they're 14 and 15.
Really?
Three girls. They come from this big Japanese pop group, have got like 25 girls in, who they're sort of a constant rolling thing. They release singles, but once they get too old, once they hit like 16, they're out of the band and they draft in new like 11-year-olds. So it's almost like a school.
Oh my God.
Type thing. And they were selected from that. Because they were about to, I think one of them was about to leave that, and they plucked three of them to form this new form of metal group. And I saw them at Sonosphere. It was really exciting. It was genuinely good.
It's so energetic, and like the light show and everything is just so
mental.
But
I really like the choreography. Yeah. Like, the whole J-pop thing is really cool. And I enjoyed it completely unironically. It was fun. But then afterwards, Alfie Brown, who I was with, pointed out the sort of innate, sort of deliberate appeal to sort of white men sexuality, which is and then you sort of view it with a new sinister.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's a very strange thing, because like something that when someone describes it, you're like, oh, what's this gonna be? And then you watch it. I've just been watching videos on YouTube and stuff, and you can't help but like it in the loft. No, Ed.
At the doormat.
Absolutely not.
That's really worrying that you, like sperm, right? Sperm comes out of you. The idea of it goes into a lady, makes a baby.
Yeah.
Is it worrying for your opinion of women that as a young boy you were doing it onto a doormat? You're like, yeah, this is where this belongs. They're all doormats.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it could be construed as sort of that is, then the door is the actual way in, and you're just sort of. And I mean, it was actually the back door.
Anyway, these children, baby metal.
So yeah, it's kind of weird. You can't help but like it.
I don't think I'd buy the album.
I don't think I would either.
I'd go and see them live again. I'd imagine they'll tour over here again soon. Because they had a whole concept to it that they were saving metal, and that there was a big thing called the Big Fox. And they all put on Big Fox masks. It was absolutely mental. Like, it's off its head.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I wouldn't buy the album.
I think it's good music.
It's the band is actually really tight. Mm. Like, they are really.
I think it's really interesting. Like, I think the fact that, you know, when like something new, like when Korn came out, and it was like,
or psoriasis.
Whether or not, or both equally as legendary. Yeah. Like, when when something like that came out, you're like, regardless of whether you liked it or not, it was like, I've never really heard something like that before. That's a really interesting fusion of different things. It's kind of what they've done.
Yeah, I mean, this is what they're called baby metal, obviously, because they're tiny children, but also because it's the birth of a new type of metal, apparently.
Yeah, it's a strange... Like when we listened to Issues the other day.
Yeah.
Have you heard of a band called Issues?
Yeah,
and it's like, it's Justin Bieber metal. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's like, this is like... You know, it's like... Properly sounds like Justin. It's amazing. It's really interesting. And it's just like, I don't really like it. But
maybe if Issues had been around when you were younger, Joel, they might have reminded you to use some tissues.
Thanks, mate.
Rather than the band that you were clearly into, or Matt. Pretty proud of myself with that one, guys.
Mate, you did really well on that. And so,
insulation.
Yeah. I was trying to think of one as well. I was trying to think of loft. Loft.
But yeah, anyway, I'd go and see them again for sure.
Yeah. I think it's very interesting when people are literally like, oh, people like pop and people like rock. So let's just make a thing that people that fusions those things. Does that make sense of a thing?
We don't have anything like that to play on the show now, I don't think.
Don't think we
That'd
do,
be good.
Really.
Something like a Hacktivist or Crossfaith or something like that. But what we do have is something that we were going to play last week. This is from one of my favourite albums of the year so far. I don't even know how to... It's Mythopia by Hark.
We could play Enter Shikari. That's sort of a fusion of, again, someone going, oh, I really like sort of dance dubstep.
All right, go on, play Shikari and play Hark after.
Okay, let's see what you think of this. I think I remember putting this on the show because I thought Ed wouldn't like it, so let's see what happens. Here it goes, Ed to Shikari.
Joel?
What's happened? Why isn't it working?
Joel's messed the system up!
No! You know what? I didn't mess the system up. Ed messed the system up because when you put the things back on, you put down cart D.
Yeah, I did because it was finished playing.
We don't do that, mate.
Oh, sorry. So sorry.
Crikey. You see, I'll leave you for 2 seconds.
Well, 9 minutes.
I'm really happy about the fact that I didn't get a ticket.
I couldn't give a shit. Put the song on.
FUBAR. Giving radio the finger.
That worked out very well, didn't it?
That was great. Straight out of it. So that was Enter Shikari. What was the name of the track, John?
Gandhi, Mate Gandhi.
Wow. You put that on to annoy me, but I had to go to the toilet, so I didn't even hear it.
Mate, you and your eating.
This is a very in and out show, isn't it? Like, I'm eating lunch, you're moving your car,
okay.
I'm having a piss, Stephen's our rock, that's what's happening.
You really are, holding us together.
I was never into Enter Shikari.
Really, it's, I quite like, I like their singles.
Right.
The rest of the album, I'm a bit like... Well,
that's the exact noise you make, is it?
That's my review. That's why I'm not a reviewer. What do you think? 3 stars.
Now, during that song as well, when I wasn't in the toilet, before the song, if you're still listening and you weren't disgusted by this, we were talking about Joel's masturbation habits as a young man. And some more came up.
Why don't we talk about your masturbation habits as well, Ed?
What do you want to know?
Can you do it, being diabetes?
Can I do it, being diabetes? Few questions. Do you think I am the whole condition?
Yep.
You think I am all of diabetes?
You are diabetes.
I represent diabetes.
I think you're a really good representative for
it. I can do it as a diabetic, yeah.
You can do it, and it's fine.
Yeah, it's not one of the things that affects it.
It's not like, you know, you don't sort of have a low after it or anything.
No, I mean, it would have to be a pretty strenuous wank to have a low blood sugar after it.
Okay. Because I thought, like, what came out was blood sugar.
No, it's not. I know it looks like frosting, but
no,
it's not actually icing.
Every time we try and do a really nice show...
We won't try to do a nice show, mate.
We try and do a really nice show. We always talk about something that's really horrible, base, disgusting. Well,
today, so far, we've mentioned Sinn Féin, Gerry Adams, 9/11.
That's really political.
Wanking in a loft.
Political.
Sinn Féin and Gerry Adams. Gerry Adams is not political.
Sinn Féin and Gerry Adams.
Yep, Sinn Féin and Gerry Adams. We'll talk about this for the rest of the show.
So, yeah, so I did mention, I'm sorry. But before I went to the song, I mentioned...
That you used to wank with your friends.
Yeah.
So, take us through it, because it sounds weird, mate.
So, basically, I had a friend called James, and...
You had a friend?
I had a friend called
James. Did you kill him?
No, he's still very much about, actually. And lovely man. I'm not going to mention second names. So basically what happened is that we used to go around to his house and watch Television X. Now,
10 minute preview.
No. See, this is the strange thing. This
you
is
have,
what
the, you have the full channel.
Because in hindsight, right, yeah. it's obvious that his dad actually just had
television. Oh, my God. This is so rare. You have not... Yeah. I mean, obviously, if you're a lady listening to this, you might... Teenage boys are obviously disgusting. But there was the 10-minute free view on Television X and all of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I'm girls might have watched it as well. It's just I just didn't hang out with girls.
Do they? I'm not really sure. I think girls just think about... just happiness, kittens. Marriage.
They just think about a kitten and that. They think about a kitten crawling up them. No, because girls like sex, don't they? You can't put that on them. I just don't know if they like the sort of horrific, plastic, aggressive sex. Yeah. Do they really? They always seem so disgusted by the notion when I ask them.
I thought it was just a given that they really were disgusted by it.
So that is a classic thing. Any person our age, Steve, I don't know if you agree with this, the idea of a 10-minute free view on Television X, anything like that, there's a lot of nostalgia there. That's the Holy Grail, yeah. But
I had
the true Holy Grail.
I recorded it on a VHS and then just so I didn't need to wait till 10 anymore because I could just go and do it whenever.
Oh, that is brilliant.
It's great. Yeah.
But did you have a VHS player in the loft?
I actually had a VHS player in my bedroom that I, you know, specifically asked for Christmas.
And you still went up to the loft.
Yeah. Did you have to watch the video, get all excited...
Remember.
...and then pull the ladder down, climb up, onto the insulation,
straight back,
down again, lucky pants off under the bed.
That's how much most of my childhood happened.
Yeah, AKA, you used to call wanking the rigmarole. That's a lot of stuff to get through, mate.
That's cool. I call wanking rigmarole.
So your friend's dad... had the full channel subscription.
And we just thought there was a problem with this guy.
That's so nice that you just assumed
that. Because it was Living TV turned into Television X at midnight. Like, it just turned
into... No need to tell me, mate.
Right? It just turned in. And so,
who do you think you're talking to here?
Old Jizzy McGrew over there. So we used to go over to his house and have it. And we used to just sit in sleeping bags and then just, like, all just watch it and then do it.
All wank in the same room?
Yeah.
Mate, that's wrong.
I didn't realise it was wrong until I told Steve and he was like, that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
And we did it. We used to... And it was really funny. There was this guy called Phil, who was our friend called Phil. Yeah. It was usually about four of us. We'd all do it. And then...
Did he fill his sleeping bag?
Phil by name. So he would do it, but he would always just take ages.
So he was the last one.
And we would always take the piss out of him. We were like, oh, yeah, mate, you're taking it. Come on, mate, we want to go to sleep. But now, obviously, in hindsight, it's amazing.
I mean, that's why he took ages, because he had loads of people around him going, hey, come on, mate, we want to go to sleep. Hurry up. Hurry up. Come. That's amazing. My friend once on a school trip, we were in a hotel room of four of us on a school trip, and we were watching some pornography, and he decided he was going to... And I went, don't, because I'm in the room. Please don't do that. And he was like, oh, no, I am. I'm just going to... Boys are disgusting. He went, I'm going to do it, right? And I tried to put him off in every single way possible, pulled my trousers and pants down, clamped a pen between my butt cheeks. I went, oh, why can you never find a pen when you need one?
Just trying to put him off.
Yeah, he just tried. He was like, shut the fuck up, I'm trying. Right, and then I was like, oh, God. And then I was just like, right, I'm just going to have to just wait until it finishes because this is horrible. And then I looked at his face just as he came.
Oh, God.
Just so aggressive. Just so unnecessary. It's made me feel sick thinking about it.
The
Mark Davies.
Oh, God. Full name. I went on a holiday to Ilfracombe once.
Is this where you didn't go for a shit the whole time?
No, I was older then. I was older.
But it was Ilfracombe where you didn't go for a shit, yeah.
Yeah, my auntie had a static caravan there.
Oh, my God, so, Joel, if we're... Okay.
There's two stories.
No loft in a static caravan. Where did you go?
There's two roofs. Just went on the roof.
Yeah.
Went onto the tar roof. We were in the tent outside. I took my friend Vince, right? And we were out in the tent. And we used to just sit next to each other in the tent and last.
In a tent?
We bought an FHM. and it had, so we, it was the 100
just one to share.
It was the 100 sexiest ladies issue.
And did you give him the pull out and then one of you had the main magazine?
We'd swap each night.
Amazing.
And we had a little pot of like
of what?
We had a little pot in the middle that put all the tissues in.
I mean, this is actually one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life.
And then obviously we're in a tent, and so we just left the tissue, and then after like a week of just, it was just, imagine what the tent like in the morning must have
smelt like. Just, oh mate, that is wrong.
And also, right, I wasn't allowed guns. Now I know why. So
toy guns,
yeah. Right, I wasn't allowed toy guns.
Maybe they should have given you one. It would have distracted you from
that's the thing. I think people, you know, essentially a penis is a free gun. It's well fun. It's a free harmless gun.
We're back to Bugsy Malone again.
Yeah, exactly. It's your own splurge gun. I got him in the face.
Yeah, our school didn't have a good drama budget and it's since been shut down for various reasons.
Fetzeps, Grand Slam.
Only our production of Bugsy Malone lasted 3.5 minutes until all the performers were just weak and pale.
Apart from Phil, who stood there just for like 3.5 hours. Yeah. The audience
solo!
Just going, come, come, come. So, yeah, and then basically my mum would allow me toy guns, and then finally on that holiday I found a toy gun and I was playing with it and I was really having fun. And yeah, then I had to sort of go to hospital to repair the roof of my mouth because I was pretending to put the shotgun in my mouth.
Pretending to kill yourself.
And then I fell over, I tripped up, and then the guns went right into the back of my, like the top of my mouth was destroyed.
It's like, because you are so lovely, right? You are probably the loveliest person that I know. So sweet. So like, I think most of the things you do are for good reasons, yeah, right? And I think it's very difficult to be a selfless person, but I think you might be the closest to it that I've met. But it's like you got all the disgusting shit out of the way in your life.
Really early.
Like really early. Like, yeah, then I was running around, I had my cock out, I was jizzing everywhere and had a toy gun in my mouth. I was going, yeah, fuck you, Kurt Cobain. Cut a corn on the cob.
I just really hurt the roof of my, like, hurt the roof. It's like the worst suicide ever.
Yeah.
I just, like, tried to sort of, had a plastic gun, yeah, and I just hurt the roof of my mouth.
Absolutely incredible, mate. Let's put on Hark, and then we need to pick a song for I Beg Your Pardon, because there's no way we're going to drop that feature, and we've got some more fake outs coming.
We'll play Beg Your Pardon with Steve. How about that?
That sounds awesome.
Incredible.
This is Hark, Mythopia.
Beautiful. Some Hark.
Hark. They're awesome, man. They're from Swansea. They're a very, very, very good band. Okay. Just sort of sludgy, like, powery, just awesome.
I like it. It's also something that people, the actors say, Hark, isn't it?
Hark, yeah. It's so, the word, isn't it?
I suppose if I say an American accent, I'm better at it. Hark.
Hark. It doesn't sound right in an American accent, though, does it?
Hark. What ho?
Yeah, but that sounds just like you're out of brothel picking. What ho?
Hark, what ho?
What ho shall I get? I'll take her in the car park.
So, Ed, we're going to play Beg Your Pardon now.
I beg your pardon.
I'm very, very excited. You don't have to do the jingle, mate. I can do it myself with
okay,
this.
Okay, go on.
I beg your pardon.
There we go. That's the jingle.
Now, Steve from Psoriasis, that's how you're going to be known.
That's how I'm always known.
Yeah, from the band Psoriasis with Joel. This is our feature called I Beg Your Pardon. We will play a song where the lyrics might be difficult to hear.
Oh, okay.
And during the listening of that song, you must write down, and it will get you a pen, don't worry. You must write down as many lyrics as you can make out. Now, I think we've done I Beg Your Pardon from this band before. They're quite useful for this. They're called Nails. They are just a fucking brutal grindcore band. This song is 42 seconds long.
Okay.
So you're really... We might even have to play it twice. I know that sounds like it's going to be sort of aural punishment, but I really think they're a great band for this. So we're going to use Nails' Tyrant, Joel.
Sounds good.
So you and Joel are both going to write down as many lyrics as you can make out. Joel is not good at this. I'm going to put that out there now. So you get 1 point for one word, 5 points for two words in a row, and then it doubles every time you get another word in a row. Okay? So here we go.
Here we go. Play along at home, guys.
Joel, you played the wrong one there, but that's fine.
Oh, did I apologise?
Yeah, but I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play both of them. Let's see now how you guys did on that one. That was Absolute Control by Nails, who are actually weirdly trendy. They played at birthdays in Dalston a few weeks ago.
What, at someone's birthday?
No, there's a trendy bar called Birthdays.
I thought it was just like birthday parties are really trendy places.
Yeah.
They're just playing it like a kid's birthday
party.
Very
trendy, guys. They play a lot of birthdays.
Supported by a clown.
Okay, so, it's whether we've got... You've actually written some stuff down, Steve, so...
I've got two things. I mean, it's quick, so I've only got two.
All right, Joel, let's hear it.
I've got Car Park...
Okay, now, is that because you've been saying car park a lot today?
I think it is.
That was stuck in your
subliminally,
mind.
Subliminally.
Yeah.
Maybe they said car park, but it felt like it was like, car park.
Why do you think that's a sort of metal thing to say?
It's kind of a thing where maybe he's just talking about where to meet some friends, something like that.
Yeah. No? That definitely sounds like the band who are... trying to arrange a rendezvous. No, car park's not in there, Joel.
Maybe he's annoyed about the fact that maybe, like, in his local council, it's a really beautiful village, and they're deciding to sort of take away a field and make it into a car park, and he's actually really angry about it.
Maybe that's the sort of thing that psoriasis would have sung about.
Yeah.
Thornbury Cricket Pavilion.
It's like a car park, but then it's really annoyed. Taking away the fields.
Where we're going to play our cricket games now.
Yeah, exactly.
They're trying to build an Asda.
Yeah.
No car park, Joel. What was your other thing?
George.
Well, I mean, that's that again, they're trying to build an Asda.
Because they want to sell George by Asda.
Exactly. That was my thought.
Put it up a car park.
That was my thought. And those are two genuine things that I did. That was the only two things I heard.
Both correct. Both incorrect, sorry.
Shit.
Of course. Steve, now, don't let me down, man. You must have been able to get
Well, I'm hoping. I thought the opening two lines were, 5 o'clock, show me your cock.
No, because this is a song, not one of Joel's camping trips.
Okay, and then there was after that, I kind of lost it. And then the ending, give me your attention.
No, I mean, that'd be a bit late for it, wouldn't it? You'd probably open with that.
Yeah, again, sounds like something Joel would say.
Yeah.
Another, I mean, this actually is all sort of stuff Joel would say. Get it out, get it out.
Get it out, get it out. No, I mean, one of the lyrics is, do as you are told.
Okay.
No, that's get it out, get it out. It's not in there. It's a very difficult one, this.
Hands off of my cello.
Right, what I was hoping was that you were going to bring a bit of sense to this. But unfortunately, no.
It's really hard.
I can see why you two were in a band together. No. Joel, do we have a...
Was the final word damages?
No, it was... I'm gonna read you the... Do we have the classical bed there
mate.
I can read the... Here we go. Absolute Control by Nails. Force-fed lies. You don't know what you believe in. Your mental devastation. A violent confrontation. Shut you down, keep you down, absolute control, manipulated, segregated, do as you are told. So pathetic. Absolute Control by Nails. Beautiful.
Absolutely lovely.
So they said, I just think it's context, isn't it?
It is, you know, it sounds beautiful when you put it behind us. Just a beautiful bed of Vivaldi.
You guys have got another chance now.
Okay.
We're going to play Tyrant by Nails.
Come on, here we go. Well, this one's going to be way better.
42 seconds of it.
Okay. Actually 41 seconds.
Oh, right,
this is one of their shorter ones.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Nails' Tyrant. Play along at home. There we go.
Nails' Tyrant. So
I got loads more on this one.
Right, let's hear it, Joel.
Okay.
In fact, we let Steve go first.
Go
on
Steve
this one.
Goes first. Yes.
Read the whole way through.
Let's see. If you've got the whole song, let's hear it.
I think so.
Ladies
I think I got it all.
First.
Let's all go on a trip.
No.
Always wrong.
Oh. I mean, that sounds better, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what?
Is that in there?
Wrong is in there.
Oh.
So I'm going to give you a point.
You got one point.
1 point for Steve.
Tell you something.
No, unfortunately not.
Okay,
no, I built that up as if it might be in there.
Yeah, I was hopeful there.
Yeah.
I'm quite hopeful about this, actually, though.
Okay.
This ending. I've got three lines.
I've got two.
I think what the fuck I want.
Oh.
Okay.
I've got...
Then I will die,
yep,
make you suffer.
I got those.
Right.
I've got those lined up. I've got fuck. I've only got fuck I want. Right. So I've got fuck I want, I will die, and make you suffer.
I'm pretty sure you just wrote them down after I said them out loud, though.
Right.
No, I did not do that.
No,
okay.
You didn't. I've checked. Mm. Okay, so you got. I'll take what the fuck I want.
I feel like we're on Countdown, that right. moment where they just show each other that.
Ladies
got
and
this.
Gentlemen, we have a first, and I beg your pardon. Steve has just got a whole line correct.
Oh, yes. My God.
I'll take what the fuck I want. An entire line correct. So that's...
Seven.
No, it's way more than that. So it's 1-1, 5-2, 10-3, 20-4, 40-5, 80-6, 160-7 words in a row. 160 points, and you've already got wrong. So it's 161. And what was the next thing you...
I will die?
No, that's not in there.
Make you suffer.
Make you suffer. So make you suffer is in there.
Oh, my God. Oh God.
So that is another 10 points. That's 171.
171.
I'm in there. You absolutely smashed that. That is by far the record. Absolutely.
You know on Top Gear when they do the lap times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you're I go right at the top.
And I'll
right
be mentioned every time, yeah. Every show.
Yeah, every show, yeah. I mean, it's not as big a league table as the... It's basically you and Joel and Simon Fielder. But Joel, let's hear what you've got, mate.
Okay, right.
From the top.
I should point out as well, from the start out, I've got I Will Die. Was that not in there?
Go from the top of what you got.
Okay, right. First of all, control.
That's 1 point.
Ooh. Watch your back, Steve.
Watch your back. Only 170 to catch up.
Right. Dirt on the ground.
No, but that is a good guess. No dirt on the ground.
I like you.
Right.
You like sulfur.
No, but that is a lovely idea. No, that's not in there, Joel.
Shit. And then I've got fuck I want.
That's 10 points.
I've got 11.
Right.
I will die.
No.
Make you suffer.
That's another 10 points. That, I mean, although by you have lost by 150 points.
I've got one more.
Right, go on.
I'm cold.
No. Although you have lost by 150 points, that is by far your record, Joel Domet. I think that deserves a round of applause. But an extra round of applause for Steve, who's absolutely smashed that game apart.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like he's smashing this radio show.
I think he is as well. Let's have Tyrant by Nails. Let's have a Vivaldi in the background, please. Let's hear what it should have sounded like.
Here we go.
Lesser men want control. They'll never have what I hold. The power in my head and hands. Destroy all who oppose. I want to make you suffer. Hated because I don't belong. I live to prove you wrong. There's nothing you can do. I'll take what the fuck I want. I will make you suffer. Kill. Tyrant by Nails.
That
lovely,
great.
There we are. So that's Tyrant by Nails. Steve's great. Absolutely destroyed the game.
171, I don't know how I can beat that.
Next week, I think we should have some black metal.
Yeah?
So a little bit of black metal.
Okay, mate.
Yeah, I love that.
Find some of that.
I'll let you find some of that. Yeah.
All right, I'm in charge of that.
Deal, you're in charge.
To take it away from that, I think we should have a tune, and let's just get it all nice and sort of back up with a bit of classical music, but let's sort of nice little concerto of Apocalyptica.
Lovely choice, Joel.
Do you like that? Are you
yeah,
a fan?
I would. What song are they playing?
I'm going to play I Don't Care. I mean, it's the sort of the single, really.
Cool, lovely. Here let's hear it.
It's Apocalyptica. Just nice to have a bit of class on the show, isn't it?
That was great, mate. It was a lovely, lovely pace after two Nails tracks back to back. Let's have some more metal food because we've had loads of tweets and we've not been paying enough attention to the tweets.
Sorry.
James Gill, he sent in loads. We talked about one of his earlier, but 30 seconds to Mars bars. Mm.
That's a great one.
30 seconds to Masala I had. Flan Halen, another fan. Bon Bon Jovi. So, have you been copying them off the tweets?
I haven't been copying them off the tweets. I'm not a plagiarist.
Buns and Roses. You've been copying them off the tweets as well, Steve.
I've had some other ones. I'll tell you, from Lady Stardust has been doing some good ones.
Has he, really? Is it as good as System of a Brown Bread that he came up with earlier on the phone?
This doesn't make...
Pre-plan him and then say him.
Toaster Head. I assume maybe Machine Head.
Toaster Head?
It does. This is what I'm going to give you some...
So, Toaster Head?
Bring
Motorhead?
Yeah.
But barely?
Barely. Bring me some fries in.
Bring me the horizon. Right, that's quite like that one. Bring me the fries in.
Baked beans, green beans, AC/DC.
That is one of the worst things I've ever heard. I mean, he's immediately... Anything he built up with bring me the fries in. Bring me the fries in might be my favourite.
Yeah, I was really good. Yeah. And then he's just gone Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right, idiot. Richard Fenwick tweeted, Motley Stew. Lovely stuff.
Mm.
Candle Mash, which is a candle mass pun. You guys probably know.
Yep.
Diamond Bread, similar to my machine bread. Judas Feast. I came up with Judas Yeast, which is obviously not a proper food. James Gill, they keep coming. The B-sides, he says. Tomato Petty, Bruce Spring Onion, Arctic Roll Monkeys, or Pearl Jam Sandwiches. People have really got on board with this as a thing. I think we should keep it going to next week. So next week, let's keep getting contact on the Twitter at FUBAR Radio. Email us on rock@fubarradio.com. Give us your metal puns. You can write it as a story like Dave emailed in, or you can just tweet us some good band ideas. I've still got quite a few left over. I'm going to, because I feel like I need to reel through these now.
Mm, go for it.
Okay, this is a bad one.
Okay.
Spine Lamb Shank. Right.
I like that a lot. Can I come
let's
back
go one for one. Go for it.
Static Eggs.
Brilliant. I love that one. Are you aware of the band Let Live, Joel?
Yes.
Are you aware of the new band?
Downloaded them. A few of their albums, actually. Ed.
Let Liver.
Like it a lot.
At the Drive-Thru.
That's a good one, Ed.
Sage Against the Machine.
I've got that written down.
Yeah, and someone else tweeted it in as well. It's White Steak, we've already had. I was thinking...
Rage Against the Machine. No, wait. Go back. Rage Against the Mashed Potato.
What about just Rage Against the Mash, Ian? That probably would have... Yeah, again, you're overcomplicating it, Joel.
Rage Against the Mashed Potato, Ian.
Fred Worst. Like Fred Durst. Fred Worst.
I just heard Fred West.
I just heard Fred West.
That's Fred West. Heard. Imagine him in a band, guys.
I remember when I was a kid, we went to visit Fred West's house.
Joel, it's we've got 9 minutes left of this radio show. We're going to have to do that story another time because I mean that is fucking incredible.
Did you go
in the loft?
No, but we went in the garden. So it's all knocked down and there's like a bench there. Obviously, yeah. It's very sad what's happened.
Commemorative.
I remember what happened. So we went to Gloucester.
You got to make this quick. Come on.
His house is there. It's in Gloucester, right? And we went to go to a circus in Gloucester, but we couldn't find the circus, so we just went to Fred West's house.
Plus, your parents
home.
Can't trust taking you into a tent. You found us. You couldn't go to the circus, so you went to Fred West's house. And went.
Next best thing.
Fucking hell! Your life's amazing. It's out of a weird book. Earth Tone 99.
What's that?
Instead of Earth Tone 9,
yeah.
99 like the ice cream. Are you aware of the, I mean, we might play them next week, the sort of proggy metal band Between the Buried and Me?
No.
No, but you are now, so imagine if I came up with this, Between the Berries and Meat.
That's great.
The Offspring Onions.
Nice.
Sepultuna.
Nice.
Marshmallows instead of Gallows. Cherry Tomorrow instead of Berry Tomorrow.
I like that.
Or Berry Tomato. Or, but then I started doing what you do and just said Cherry Tomato. Cream Theatre, Karma to Burn, 30 Seconds to Masala. So that's all of mine. I mean, I did quite a lot on the tube on the way over.
That's
Let's
really
hear what
great.
You've got. Let's see if you can close out with a really strong three, Joel. Let's hear it.
Okay, three. Let's pick three. Okay. Marinade Manson.
Okay, just close out with a really strong two. We can.
100 Raisins?
Very, very good. Imagine if you turned up at a dinner party and said, what's for pudding? 100 raisins. Exactly 100. I like it. I like 100 raisins. That's good. Now, this is the key one here, Joel. You need to make this really good because this is essentially signing off.
I've literally only got one left.
This feature for this week.
I've literally only got one left, and if I'm honest, it's not a great one.
Right. Have confidence, mate. It might be amazing. 100 raisins was good. Is that
Mud Grain?
I mean,
you have no idea how much my butt relaxed when it wasn't corn on the cob based.
I was really trying to find one.
Yeah, I know you were, mate.
The end of the corn on the cob one was corn on the coal chamber.
Corn on the cob, was that the last one?
Corn on the coal chamber was literally scraping the barrel.
Yeah, I know. Let's do a quick fake out.
Yes.
Right, and then we're going to play a song, and that's it, us for the week. But if you do have any metal food puns, do get in contact, rock@foobarradio.com, or tweet us at foobarradio, or look out on mine and Joel's Twitters, which are at Joel Dommett and at Gamble Comedy. We'll be tweeting about when we're pre-recording, which will be Wednesday, the 23rd of this month, which is July, at 2 p.m. we will be pre-recording. So get them in before then or during then, and we'll read them out on the air.
So we are going to Edinburgh as well, right? We're going to be recording up in Edinburgh. We're going to record our show. It's going to carry on.
Well, I don't know. I think we're waiting for that to be confirmed.
Oh, well, I just announced it.
You just announced it, but I'm not sure it's happening. So let's... Oh, well, we are going to Edinburgh. I'm on at 9:45 Pleasance Courtyard.
I'm at 10, so you just pick between us.
Yeah, me
and Steve. I don't mean to ruin the end of the show, but Steve, I get Cyrus back together and go, oh, it's an incredible tune.
Well, so there'll be one funny person in it. So let's hear it, Joel. Your last band fake out, please.
Okay, right, here we go. I know we sort of went through this probably in our first ever show, Ed, yeah. But I'm just really going back to it here.
Okay.
Three, but I'll do the jingle because I don't want to sort of.
We give you three names, two are fake.
Fake
out. Okay.
Anal stench.
Right.
Anal. Torture.
Okay.
Or anal tank.
Right. Now, I'm just going to... Okay. Joel, so I'll take you through. You're trying to do a bit of acting there. It's good. I liked it. Anal stench. Almost certainly a band.
I should tell the listeners as well that I...
you're reading from the book.
I'm reading from the book in the way that Ed did his first
one. Yeah, and he's trying to do the...
Trying to do the acting.
Anal torture. You wouldn't up with that.
I should maybe probably do it in an accent.
No. Yeah, anal tank... That.
Yeah.
What did we have in the last fake out you did, Joel, this week? What was one of them?
Dick Tank.
Dick Tank. So you've been scouring your brain trying to come up with a band name, right? And you've plopped on Tank.
I was
Anal Tank's the fake one, isn't it, Joel?
Yeah. I just
give it here. I'm going to do one really quickly, and we're going to see super quickly.
I just was driving to a gig yesterday, and I saw a tank. I think that's why it's in my brain.
Yeah, but Tank wasn't the fake one on the last one, was it?
Yes, it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was. Oh, so you've just put Tank after every... Joel Dommett, absolutely terrible.
I'm sorry. Right. I'm just not good at the acting.
Drowned child, drowned dog, or drowned confusion?
Third one.
No, it's Ground Confusion's real.
That!
Strand Dog is fake. So, good. Nice to know that I won again. I think there's probably just time for a song, and that's us, isn't it?
I reckon that is. Would you mind going out on Alien Ant Farm?
Yes, I would. What else have we got?
Well, let's go with Castles, then.
Yeah, much better. Castles, they are from Belgium. Check out their album. It's really good. Their second LP, I think it is.
Thank you so much for joining us, one and all.
Thank you very much.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
And thanks to Steve as well.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
And before we go, I'd just like to say one thing. Rage Against the Tagine.
Fucking awesome!
Flame and tremor. Check the cracks on the lines. I take pleasure in this satisfying test of time.